Now, it's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. It's Friday, July 30th. Oh, yeah. Made it to the weekend, folks. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. You're the Heidi and Frank Show, and it's time for a pop quiz. Let's get that brain working, kids.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I know, right here. Getting a class on a Friday. You probably didn't want to get your brain working today at all.
I'm ready.
You're already in party mode, but no, it's pop quiz, kids.
And I didn't study.
You didn't study?
Well, I think that's the whole point of a pop quiz.
You couldn't study.
Yeah, there's no...
You couldn't study for this one.
Mm-mm.
It's getting your brain lubed up for the rest of the show, okay? So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you some common words, and there's a word that links each of them together, okay?
Do we get an example first?
Okay, I'll give you one example.
Okay.
Like hurricane, camera, needle. What's the word that links those three words together?
Yeah.
I, look at that. Johnny's already lubed and ready to go.
Damn.
Oh. Worried that he didn't study.
Just like his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be a record, right?
Yeah.
Johnny's mom getting slammed this early in the morning.
Well, Heidi, your mom, she's so ugly, the cops pulled her over for not tinting her windows.
All right, it's time for the pop quiz. Heidi, you ready?
I guess so.
Here are your words. Curtain, fisherman, nuclear reactor.
Rod.
Boom, rod. Oh, hit the one. Rod, yes.
Nice.
So you guys are one for one in your pop quiz.
Okay.
Johnny, you ready?
Okay.
Here you go. Computer, dip, poker.
Chip.
All right, two for two.
We are killing it.
All right, Jordan, don't Simone Biles on us now, okay?
Frank, I'm in Kramer.
A lot of pressure here. Okay, yeah, ready,
at least
Simone?
I showed up. I'm in the game.
All right, here we go. Here's your words. Bowling, Taylor, wrestling.
Pin. Pins?
Is it pin?
The teacher's got to check the book.
My papers are all messed up.
Were they stuck together, you pervert?
Yes, they were. I get excited about pop quizzes. All right, yes. 3-4-3. All right, Eric. Oh, you're feeling the pressure now.
No, listen, I've gotten none of these.
You haven't?
No, no.
Oh, your brain doesn't work that way?
Not at all. I don't know what's going on with me.
All right, here we go.
I feel like I'm in special education.
Do you want to bow out?
No. I want to try.
Do you want SUNY Lee to step in for you?
No. I want to try.
Here we go. Eric, your words are dentist, oil field, army training.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
See, my brain.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
My brain doesn't do it. Ugh. Dentist.
Oh,
you're so
Eric.
Smart.
You're still going to miss it, even though you guys are going to help him out, okay?
Mr. Kramer.
I'll tell you, all right, Heidi and Johnny both know it. Say it at the same time.
Well, one, two, three, and say it?
One, two, three.
Drill.
Sorry.
She does that. She jumps in on stuff.
I know not.
She knows
you know
the answer, but she jumps in ahead of time. I see what she does.
You don't get extra credit for that.
All right, let's see. Corey, you ready?
Eric, we're going to be in this together because it's not clicking.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Everybody's brains work differently.
And this just proves that, like, you know, a standardized test might not work. Some people's brains don't work that way. Some people's brains, like Johnny's, I mean, he's a genius at this.
Yeah.
Other stuff, like reading, not so much.
Like any other thing, yeah, not so much.
This is his thing.
Yeah.
Connecties.
Yeah. Connecties.
Heidi and Johnny are trying to get admitted to college. They're both getting in. You, Eric, and Corey aren't.
Maybe.
Wow.
Facts.
Oh, well, yeah, we got to get Corey's out. Corey hasn't failed the test yet. Here we go, Corey.
It's coming.
Here are your words. April, locker room, bride.
I got that one.
April, locker room, bride.
Johnny, what's the correlation with locker room? Bridal shower!
Oh, it's a shower. Yes. All right, so.
See, Corey is going to college.
Corey is going to college with you guys. Eric's still staying home, living in his mom's basement.
Oh, he'll probably at some point go to Santa Monica College and then drop out of that, too.
All right, here we go. So then I guess there's one left, okay?
Give me redemption. All right. Give me first crack.
That's fair.
Since you say you had shower, but we don't know if you really did. You could just shout it. I knew that one.
Oh, well, the first thing I think of when I wake up is bridal showers, Frank.
This is Eric. Showers was the work. You got locker room showers. Mm-hmm. You got the bridal April showers. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go, Eric. Your final chance to redeem yourself. Barber. Rooster. Beehive. The answer is, anybody know it? Jordan?
Oh. Is it wax?
No. Oh. Nobody. This is stumped everybody? All right. If somebody wants to steal it, 818-955-2955, be a part of the pop quiz. If you get it right, everyone's going to college. You get it wrong, everyone's going to do a shot of Malort.
Can you say them one more time?
It's barber, rooster, beehive. Johnny knows it. Look at it. He's brilliant at this. Write it down.
I think I do.
818-955-2955. Getting the brain going here on a Friday. Don't want you to be all dumb and stuff before we start talking. Catch you up. Right? 818-955-2955. Let's see if these phones are working. Nobody wants to take the pop quiz. They're like, I can't stand pop quizzes. I'm nervous.
This is the only one I can know.
All right, we got somebody calling in. What's their name, Corey? I'll just take the one. They got it. If they called in, they got it. I know they got it. Let's see.
Abel on call one.
All right. Let's see. I can't answer for some reason. Here. Hello, Abel.
Hello.
All right. On the pop quiz, the words were barber, rooster, beehive. What word connects those three words together?
Oh, the rooster part got me. I thought it was comb.
Yes, it's comb.
Oh, the comb. The rooster's comb. Oh.
There you go, Johnny. You had it. You got it. All right, so you get a prize.
That one was clever and hard.
All right, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Forum Saturday, March 5th. That's your birthday?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome, man. There you go, Stan. Hold. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com for the Sebastian Maniscalco tickets.
Very, I like this
very, very
game.
Funny man.
I like this game.
No, we're not going to play it a lot. That was the one time. There's a little pop quiz. I throw them out there every now and then. You never know what's going to be. It could be any form of a quiz, any topic in the quiz. Just a little brain lube for you here on a Friday, because I figure most people just don't want to be at work. The thinking cap's not put on yet.
We're already weekend ready. Weekend mode.
Yes, it is Friday, July 30th, and I did mention Suni Lee already, taking the gold, American gymnast. Won the gold yesterday in the women's individual all-around competition, edging out the Brazilian gymnast Rebecca Andrade. I think I say her name. The win came on floor, the event's final rotation, down to the final event where Lee dazzled and Andrade landed out of bounds twice. Oh, yeah, that's got to be rough. But, I mean, for that Brazilian's part, she took the silver, was the first Olympic medal in the history of Brazilian women's gymnastics.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
And standing on the podium, culminated a remarkable comeback for her. She's 22 years old. She suffered her third ACL tear in 2019. So her coming back from three ACL tears just to get a silver and her first medal ever in Brazilian gymnastics history for women. That was pretty impressive. And congratulations to Suni Lee for stepping in.
I was watching videos of her as a little girl.
Taking over. I mean, that's just killed it. Just killed it.
Videos of her, Frank, as a little girl in the backyard. No. Oh, my God. A piece of wood in the backyard that her dad, I mean, literally like just a piece of wood in the backyard that her dad put up.
That's right.
And she is just doing backflips on the, I mean, where you're watching going, oh, God, I will. How do you let your daughter do that?
What a great story.
But, yeah, she's amazing, too.
One of those feel-good stories. Continuing the dominance of women's gymnastics over the years. Awesome job, SUNY. Ready to get the job done. Yeah. Simone Biles sat out of the women's all around. But we still brought home the gold. And then, like, the headline, it's like, oh, with Simone Biles out, SUNY wins gold. It's like, well, she won the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume. Cause it didn't seem like even Simone was happy. She was having troubles in the qualifiers, the trials. I mean, she was, like, kind of building up. You could just see it. It's like, well, she's a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why she stepped out.
Yeah, because she wasn't going to win it. Step out. But we won it anyway. Awesome job. Let's see. As far as the Olympics go, the medal count as of last night. USA still killing it. 41 medals. China's got 36. Russia's got 31. Japan has 26. And Great Britain steps into the fifth spot with 24 medals. So, let's see. What else did we win yesterday?
Did you hear that pool announcer? She goes, there are these two young swimmers, and I think it was the UK. Yeah, UK swimmers. And she's talking to one of the guys, and she's like, you really did a brilliant job out there, especially with your third leg. And the two swimmers are like.
They start giggling.
Because they're 20, you know, they're like. Your third leg.
Hey,
it's so funny.
Maybe that's the trick. I was only kicking with two.
Because she's so proper, and then she with your third leg.
I thought my third leg slowed me down.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's fair enough in this situation. And Matt, also for you, you're 18 years old, it's your first Olympics, and you swam. Honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't actually had a chance to watch it back yet. I've tried to find it, yeah. And I'm having some trouble finding the video of the race.
Oh, my God.
Like, you answer it.
I mean, that's quite the compliment.
Yeah.
Makes you want to have sex with a British girl.
Your third leg
is phenomenal. Thank you.
That's why that swimsuit's so filled out.
Yeah.
That's a leg in there.
My God, Philip, your third leg is phenomenal.
Thank you, darling.
Queen. That was the episode of The Crown I didn't see.
Right.
Back when they were dating when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't follow the queen after she aged and all of a sudden she had brown eyes.
I know.
Really took me out of The Crown.
Why didn't they just give her love?
I was watching The Crown and, you know, loving young Philip, young Queen Elizabeth. Loving the storyline. Love story. But then they fast forwarded to her being older and I was like, okay. And I love the actress who took her
place. Olivia Colman, she's fantastic, but at least give her blue eyes.
At least, no.
Give her contacts. What? Our eyes don't change colors.
Yeah, it's weird. Took me out of it. Couldn't watch it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I did too. Right. Stop watching.
Let's see. We also ended up with some more medals. Silver medals from Lily King and Annie Lezor. Took home silver and bronze in the 200-meter breaststroke. Did you watch that?
I didn't.
Yeah, the South African swimmer broke the world record.
I saw the after picture of her in the water. Celebrating. Everybody's celebrating with her.
You don't think anybody expected that?
The
world record. That's what I was saying about that mental fortitude part. It's like, whatever. Personal best, whatever. For her at that moment, whatever clicked. Like, in that crazy clicking mental zone where it's like, I got this. Like, just
effortless.
Hypnotic.
Yeah. Right.
It's like you drive to work and you don't remember driving to work. I bet she doesn't remember swimming. She's like, I don't know what happened. I hit some super breaststroke mode in the brain, and the physical body
just
kept up with it.
It's like when I used to run, sometimes, I know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were kidding.
Yeah, when I used to run, there are some runs I would go on, and I could do 10 miles in a blink easily. And other times, I'd get out there, and I would go for a run, and I'd be like, really struggling, and I've only gone 3 miles. And it's like, I'll just turn around. For whatever, it's that click.
Good days, bad days.
Yeah, it's that click that happens, and you're just like, wow, you feel like you could run forever. Or other days.
Or the runner's high.
Home. Yeah. It's a real thing where you're just like, oh my God, am I Forrest Gump right now? I could just keep running and running.
And Ryan Murphy scored a silver in the 200-meter breaststroke as well. Mm. He's the guy with the migraine headaches. You know, that's after migraine headaches.
Mm. Oh, right. Ugh. Swimming with a migraine?
That I know, it's like, horrible. You know, you figure, like, go down to the bottom of the pool, it's like all that pressure.
Ugh.
You're like, oh my God, kid with migraines.
Ugh.
Let's get him another sport. But no. Let's see, it's got some quick hits. Olympic news. Those condoms they give Olympic athletes have never come in handier than they did for Australian kayaker Jessica Fox. The nose of Jess's kayak got damaged, and she had to repair it with something called a carbon finish. But she needed something to hold the mixture in place, so they used one of the condoms Jess won that they gave her. And she got there, and she won the gold with a big condom on her tip.
What?
Yeah, a tip for kayak.
She might be bummed out later, but she's like, "Oh yeah, let's be together. Do you have?" And she's like,
"Oh no, can you hold on a second? She's
got to run out to I got to run to the boat."
Rips it off her kayak.
It's got a little spack.
If she doesn't get a condom commercial, that's ridiculous. So some endorsement of some kind. Hi, Dad. I went to the Olympics. I won gold, and I'm also a condom spokesgirl. Wait, what?
Now,
what?
What? What?
Talk about good news, bad news for a father.
Oh. Dad, let me explain. Here's why. Oh, wow. So, guys, don't complain it don't fit you or it's too.
Yeah, she put it on a kayak, yeah. Fellas.
There's
don't be like, it's not big enough. It squeezes too tight.
My favorite's when there's this one girl online and she puts a condom on her whole foot. And she goes, there. MFers, like, don't ever act like I can't. It doesn't fit. She's like, got it on her foot, well, up to her calf.
So guys are saying it doesn't fit, so they don't have to wear one. Is that what the
guess
not
so.
Fit argument is for? It's like, can't do it. Just doesn't fit on there.
That is great. That is amazing.
That is awesome, and the fact that she won gold
and just on the tip there.
Did she squeeze the reservoir tip before she put it on there?
I don't know. I think you want it tight. I don't think you'd squeeze that.
Wow.
Hmm.
She asked a guy to put it on for her. Because, like, it's a guy's arm, right? Because it's all hairy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she couldn't act like she knew how to put it on.
I wouldn't. I've never.
I've never done. Have you ever done that? You ever put a condom on a guy?
Yes.
You have?
Of course. Almost every time we did it, I did it.
Every time you're like, I got this.
Yeah. Number one, I know it's on. I know it's on properly. Because I did it. Not only put it on.
I don't know if I'd trust a woman to put it on properly.
Trust me, I didn't want a baby at 18.
She's down there with the needle poking a little hole in the reservoir.
Yeah, because I'm trying to have a baby with a pizza driver. I'm trying to have a baby.
Hey, you're effing one.
But I'm not.
You've already made one horrible choice. My God.
He was a very gentle lover. He was good with dough.
And he came in 30 minutes or less. He was a pizza delivery guy. Come on, Jordan.
Oh,
give it to me.
Jordan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jordan. Also, some Olympic quick hits. Paris is already hyping the 2024 games with a logo that looks like a Karen. Look that up. Huh? I haven't even seen this logo yet. But it looks like a Karen? What's a Karen look like?
Well, a Karen's that haircut, that...
If you had to draw one,
I was so suck at drawing.
Like Eric's hair?
Yeah, before the Mohawk.
Midwest beauty school hair?
That's what I would guess, yeah. Oh.
Mm. All right, Eric, do you have it, Johnny? Throw up the logo for the Paris Olympic Games. I already got it. It supposedly looks like a Karen.
Okay.
Oh, if you're watching at home, you're a VIP watching the webcast, thank you so much.
Oh, that bitch.
It's supposed to be the Olympic flame, but it looks like a woman who has like that...
A lipstick?
That cropped haircut. But they basically pull it around the face. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. How did no one see that?
I guess you wouldn't have. Like, it's supposed to be the flame.
Oh, my God.
And you got to look abstract. You got to look at the negative or the opposite of what you're supposed to be looking at to see the Karen. It's hilarious.
That whole picture right there just looks like, I need to speak to the manager. Ma'am, I am the manager.
I need to speak to the Olympic committee. Uh, 18-year-old Suni Lee became the fifth straight U.S. gymnast to win the all-around individual title. Simone Biles actually won that event last time. So she's been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. San Marino just became the smallest country to win an Olympic medal.
Where's that?
I couldn't tell you these days. No, they're a European nation of 34,000, and they got a bronze in women's trap shooting. All right. Pull.
So trap shooting is skeet shooting?
I thought the Americans were killing it at all the shooting games.
Yeah, we're seem to be great with guns, don't we?
We're over there. It's like, oh, Annie Oakley's killing it. Also, more things people are Googling about the Olympics. The questions you have while you're watching it, like, why do swimmers slap themselves? You see them?
Well, it's the same as fighters. The fighters will just get blood flowing.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. It's a way to warm up. Mm-hmm. They slap their body to get the blood flowing. Look at that, Heidi.
Well, because I have poor circulation.
You slap yourself when you're going to jog?
I do. Because I have poor
circulation. You
stand
there in the corner waiting on the light to turn green. There's people who jog in place, and I'm like, just stop for a second, idiot.
Got to keep your blood flowing.
Slapping him fast.
That's right. Well, I have poor circulation, so I'm always like, I know that in order to get my blood going, I'll like get my hands and get the blood flowing.
Does that really work, though?
Yeah, of course it does.
No, it seems like the reaction of...
You ever go to the...
My nerves are reacting to my slap of my hand. I don't know if more blood's going, help, help, help.
You go to donate blood, go to the Red Cross, which is what you should do. Sometimes they'll do this to get your brain to pop.
But don't they have a tourniquet on there
as
well?
They do, but when it's mine's not popping because I'm not a real veiny gal, they'll smack it and they'll get the vein.
Yeah, I can't see any veins on your
arms
right now.
I'm not a veiny person, no. Not
they're
a,
in there.
Well, I guess they're in there because, but I'm just not veiny. Like, I don't have very obvious
Can we put a tourniquet on her to see if any veins will pop up at all?
Go ahead.
Johnny, you got like a belt or something?
You can join me at the Red Cross. That's all right.
Put it around her neck, and then see how if she has any veins pop up.
And then hang me from one of these guys here.
Put it around her neck. See if she has any forehead veins.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Next time I go get blood because the blood drive's coming up, I want them to put it around my neck and then tap into a forehead vein.
You know who has got a
sitting there going, giving blood.
You know who?
It's like horrifying. People just only pint given that year.
And they walk in, they're like, "That's how you have to do it." I don't want to do it. Two people that have very prominent forehead veins: Julie Roberts. Michael Bolton. Those are the two I can think. Julie
Crossy
Roberts.
Silva had a great big V in a forehead when you get upset.
When he get angry.
That's always so fun about getting him mad because his big V would
We
pop
call
out.
Him the Incredible Bulk. But we liked seeing him angry.
Yeah. You'll make fun of me when I'm angry.
We couldn't tell what was happening because his pants were always tight. Go ahead.
Another Olympic question. People are Googling, find out what the hell's going on. How wide is an Olympic balance beam? I heard that question asked last night. Like, how? Because my nieces are in town. They're gymnasts. So we were watching it. And that's like, I'm like, how wide is that thing? I mean, if I was going to, like, just go out in the yard, do I stand on a 2x4, 2x6? I mean, it's like, it's probably as wide as a street curb. Standing on the curb?
Yeah.
So do that. Try to think about doing a flip. Yeah, right.
There's just no.
I wouldn't even do it on the curb and it's on the ground.
No.
It's crazy.
Insane, yep.
Yes, it's 4 inches. They're 16 and a half feet long in whole beam. And 4 feet off the ground. And only 4 inches wide.
You got it. When you flip, you got to hit that mark. Perfect. There's no room for error.
But like, there's some girls are getting on the damn thing. They're like standing with their backs to it, and they do like they're going to do a back flip, but then they catch the thing with their biceps, and they're like doing a bicep stand. Like, how do you? So you're back flipping and catching this beam with your arms landing on your biceps. Like, this is.
I know.
Impressive. That's why you should watch it, Derek. Every 4 years, something impressive happens.
Why isn't it a foot off the ground? Why does it have to be 4 feet off the ground? That makes no sense.
Well,
because I think they train with it a foot off the ground.
Well, then just keep. All you're trying to determine is if they can stay.
Let's
on
make
the
it
damn
40
thing.
Feet off the ground. I mean, let's really make it exciting.
Yeah, I like your version better.
Let's move it up. Like every round, it gets higher.
See,
like,
I would watch
like,
that.
Like the high jump, every round it gets higher, or the pole vault.
Right.
Let's make the balance beam get higher and higher.
Balance
and higher.
Beam to the death mm-hmm. tonight on the Olympics.
Over Niagara Falls.
Jill Walenda. Will she do it? What?
Somebody asked a question. How do they transport horses for the Olympics?
They fly them.
Yeah, cargo planes. So you...
Yeah.
First class.
Yeah, well, you're going to have
seats are wider.
They're going to need the leg room.
They got the big horses' asses. They need bigger seats.
Air Horse One.
Air Horse One. Hey, could we get a little more hay whenever you have a chance? And what? Oh, and apples if you have it.
Why does the UK compete as Great Britain? Their full name is actually the Great Britain and Northern Ireland Olympic Team.
Oh, really?
That's because Northern Ireland isn't part of Great Britain.
Right.
It is the UK, so that it'd be easier. But they've been going by Great Britain since the first Summer Olympics in 1986, and they're sticking with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why do swimmers wear two caps? So there's two reasons. One is to help secure their goggles, which go over the first cap and under the second cap. They don't want the drag of the straps, I guess.
Or you don't want to risk them falling off.
Yeah, I guess that too.
Then you're screwed.
Because people run their goggles so loose, you know.
Yeah, just baggy goggles. Yeah, like
they take them off. It's like those swimmer's eyes. Looks like, you know, old scrotum skin with indention rings around them.
Yeah. Old scrotum skin. Good name for a punk band if you're a young and up-and-comer, kids. Mm-hmm. You're in your garage right now.
I don't
now.
Know if I'd go see old scrotum skin.
You would.
Just every time I look in the mirror naked. Yes, is wearing caps, plural, made of different materials helps reduce drag in the water.
Mm.
The first cap is latex, which stays on the head better, but is prone to wrinkling. Right, Johnny? Got to fill it out.
Yep. Yeah,
big old
noggin. Baggy.
Well, the second cap is silicone, which is smoother to cut through the water.
I've never worn a swimming cap. I never really saw a need for
it. You would look hilarious.
I look good in hats, so.
Not a swimming cap.
I'll bring one in here.
Yes, please. Please.
I will wear it. I'm sure I'll look like
Will you wear it the whole show? Would you wear it on Dish Nation?
Sure.
Please.
Anytime. In honor of the Olympics.
And I won't say a word. You don't
That's
say a word.
That's a lie.
No, I won't say a word. It'll be the inside joke.
Okay.
I want to see if anybody else on the show says something, which they will.
Oh. But
I don't want to be the one to point it out.
Okay.
We're like, what?
Is that a REI situation, a Dick situation, a sports chalet situation?
I think sports chalets are closed. I think you'd probably have to order off Amazon.
Bass Pro Shops.
No, order Amazon.
Okay. What size would you say I am?
I think one size fits all.
Great.
They stretch. Stretchy.
Okay. Get me, I want high end. I'll get silicone, I guess, is the best way to go, you said.
No, latex stays on the head easier. So you might want to keep it on and hold the headphones on and everything.
I'm hiding all my hair, right?
Yeah, your hair's underneath it.
So I got to wet my hair, I guess. How would you get hair underneath there?
Yeah, you got to wet it and put it up like a ball or something. Stick it up in there.
Looking at pictures on Amazon, you are going to look amazing.
You have a face for swimming caps.
Do you want a color or do you want flesh color? What color?
Well, I think flesh is racist. So you got to go with...
my flesh.
You got to be specific when you say flesh these days.
My flesh colored. Like a pinky, paley.
You mean normal? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm totally kidding.
Should I get a...
Get her, let's see. Get her an orange one.
Oh, I don't look good in orange.
I know. Even better. Hey, if you don't want to do Malort, you got to wear an orange swimming cap the whole show.
I'll wear it for the rest of my life.
All right, sweet. Awesome.
That's my new look.
Then we can park in probably handicap parking.
Oh, I'm quite certain. No one's questioning that. No one's going, hey, you got... Oh,
ma'am,
no, sorry.
Ma'am, sorry,
my bad.
Apologize.
Have a great day.
I didn't see your placard. You're wearing it.
God bless you for taking care of her. Is he your helper?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me at the games this year. Eric, order that right now. I'll pay for it. I will pay for that. Speaking of paying for that, the U.S. economy grew at a 6.5% seasonally adjusted annualized rate in the second quarter. The growth has now surpassed its pre-pandemic level. There you go. Lifted by the economic reopening.
We're back, baby.
See that? Lifted by the economic reopening.
Yeah. For now.
Let's not close her down. Why would we ever close her down? Because people aren't getting vaccinated?
Delta variant.
Because people aren't getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It's done well from the economic reopening and multiple rounds of federal aid. The figure still landed below the 8.4% rate expected by analysts. A shortfall reportedly impacted by pandemic-induced supply chain disruptions and labor shortages. Yeah, you try to order something now, it's like, that'll be 8 months before you get that. It's like, what? 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
Like, F it. Yeah. You don't even get it then. I ordered a couple couches. Took 8 months to get two couches.
Good Lord. Hope they were worth it.
Oh, they were. It's okay. Fantastic.
Okay. I don't have that kind of patience.
It's one of those couches, kind of like, has the, what's it called? It's like modern but retro.
Modern
like
rustic?
Like where you see the legs. Not rustic.
Oh, you're talking.
Contemporary or contemporary?
No.
Like 50s, but not a cool.
What's that called?
So it's got, you see the legs on it.
Yes.
It's not one of these big, you know, clunky, big cushiony things. It's just really.
Sleek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we get these things. Wait 8 months for them. Here comes my son. Oh, the couches. He runs into the room and dives on one of the couches. And one of the legs goes, hey! Breaks one of the legs off. I go, what the? Are you doing? Couldn't believe it. Crack!
Oh. Wait, I'm really glad it didn't have kids.
8 months of these things. Here he comes.
Happy about that now.
6 foot, 195, decides to do a running jump onto the couch. Onto its little stick legs. Man. Yeah, just wait, Eric. Gets better all the time. It's lovely. Consumer spending grew at 11.8% annual rate. However, other economic measures remain low. The U.S. still has 6.8 million fewer jobs than before the pandemic. We still got that website, getajobsocal.com, if you're looking for one. And I know all the government aid is ending. Experts estimate the economy may grow as much as 7% for all of 2021, the biggest growth since 1984. So keep spending, keep investing, keep this thing going, keep everything open. That might help.
Got to find workers to keep those places open. Sign in every window in my neighborhood. Every window.
Yep.
Even signing bonuses for short-order cooks.
Well, and I got news coming up about the former cardinal, Theodore McCarrick, facing charges related to sexual abuse of a minor.
You don't say. It's the first I've heard.
I know, huh? As the Catholic Church in the news.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah, he becomes the first U.S. cardinal, a status second only to the Pope in official church rank. Wow. Becomes the first one in the U.S. formally charged with sexual crimes against a minor. Should I just tell you about it now? Yeah, one of the most powerful church officials in the U.S., 91-year-old McCarrick, was defrocked in 2019 after an internal investigation concluded ample evidence of abuse existed.
It means more than once, and probably more than one kid.
And normally the Vatican doesn't like publish and release the report, but they did.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're like, okay, go ahead and look at it. Which found multiple senior officials overlooked or ignored claims of sexual abuse and misconduct, allowing McCarrick to rise through the church ranks. The current charges allege that McCarrick sexually assaulted a teenage boy at a wedding reception in 1974.
Mm-hmm. My God.
How's that? How's that not all been canceled?
Yeah, I don't understand either. I really
don't get
it.
Too much money.
That's it.
All right, we got some birthdays. I thought we were going to go traffic. No traffic?
Yeah, let's just do birthdays first, and then we'll...
Then skip traffic?
No, we'll still do traffic.
It's LA, there's traffic. Relax. All right, let's do some birthdays. I guess the birthdays have a sponsor, Heidi.
6550 Realty Group will list and sell your home for a flat fee of $6,550. Call 6550 Realty Group at 888-510-6550.
Happy birthday today on July 30th. You got a Friday birthday. Good for you. And you also celebrate with Hope Solo. She's turning 40, that Olympic and World Cup hero, who's one of the greatest female goalkeepers in the world. And she's feisty, too, and hot. Love it. Speaking of feisty and hot, Jamie Presley. Old joy on My Name is Earl's turning 44 years old. feisty, somewhat hot, Hillary Swank, 47 years old.
Hmm. I haven't seen her in a while.
She was on the show Mars.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, no.
Whatever it was.
That movie. It
did one season. I think it didn't come back. Tom Green's turning 50.
My bum is on the cheese. Bum is on the cheese. If I get lucky, I'll get a disease. My bum is on
I was
the
never.
Penis. Never a big fan of Freddy Got Fingered.
I just. He's not my style.
You should have started in that, maybe. Every night.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Christopher Nolan, director of the Dark Knight trilogy, Dunkirk, Memento, and Inception, turning 51. Simon Baker.
Douche.
I would say friend of the show, but he's not.
No, he's not a nice guy.
He's old Patrick Jane on The Mentalist. He's turning 52, but he is a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Kudrow is 58.
Phoebe. Phoebe.
Lawrence Fishburne. Morpheus in The Matrix is turning 60. Kate Bush turning 63. Wow. Delta Burke. Suzanne Chigavega on the Designing Women, turning 65. Yes. Anita Hill, not a fan of Clarence Thomas, turning 65 as well. Sylvester's brother, Frank Stallone, 71. He's been on the show. Friend of
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, he listens.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is turning 74 years old. Wow, Arnie.
Mm.
Paul Anka is turning 80.
Put your head on my shoulder.
Love this TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Oh, that light goes off. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
And Dick Wilson, a.k.a. Mr. Whipple. Don't squeeze the shark.
Oh, I was like, why does that sound familiar?
He's dead. He died back in 2017. But it would have been his birthday. Today is National Cheesecake Day, Eric. You know how much you love cheesecake. You can take your wife to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah.
That's not that I love cheesecake. I love Cheesecake Factory because it's where I met my wife.
That's where you took her on a date the first time. You met her on MySpace.
Well, you met her for the first time there, right?
Yeah, I met her there for the first time and stared at her awkwardly.
All right. We're going to take a look at traffic now. What's going on, Tina?
From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. You can always text the program. Text HF in your comments to 68683. 951 checking in. So Frank, you mentioned that... A woman won the gold in the trap shooting competition. When are they going to have the women's trap shutting competition?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, 951.
Oh, look, you've already lost.
Oh.
Don't you want to get on the podium, Heidi?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I'm never planning to win.
Never planning on winning?
Or losing. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
No, you win.
No.
Not. We win. When
listen,
that happens.
My dad's been trying to get me to win since 1973, and this bitch is still
That's
losing.
That's funny. Someone suggested we get you an old lady swimming cap with flowers on it, but that would just fancy it up and probably look too nice.
Yeah,
but we'll go with the standard sports swimming cap.
Mm-hmm. I bet I pull it off. I may find my new look and be like, can you believe I never
How about
this?
We just put a, I mean, instead of ordering, someone saying, why don't you just get a Magnum condom and stretch it over her head for the rest of the show?
Like you're going to be able to find one of those around here. Jordan's our only hope.
Jordan, you got a Magnum on you?
I don't use condoms. I mean, I'm married,
he
so
uses
I really don't
Glad
need
bags. That's how big Jordan is.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Not even the kitchen sack. We're talking that outside sack.
Oh, for leaves.
For leaves.
For lawn clippings.
Yeah. Steel sack.
Why does everybody think that way? Jordan said, I'm married. I don't need them anymore.
Well, she's on the pill?
I'm sure she's on some kind of birth control, right?
You're
trying, dude?
Rhythm?
Are you trying to have a baby?
No.
Jordan, but the,
she's not on any form of birth control. You're not wearing condoms. You're relying on the rhythm method. Then you're kind of trying, but just not.
You're going to have a baby.
Full on trying.
I mean, so far, so good.
But if you found out, I guess you wouldn't be disappointed. You'd be like, damn it, this rubber didn't work. It's like, I guess it's bound to happen.
I got nothing to blame. I mean,
look at that. Jordan's trying to have a boob.
Definitely not trying to have a baby. Just love practicing.
Oh, so you're just going through just butt love?
No, not even that.
Wow.
Yeah, been trying, been knocking at that back door for 10 years.
I thought you were giving her the old Charles Barkley form of birth control, only back door.
Jordan, that is, I mean, if you don't want kids, that is not the way to go.
Who said he didn't want them?
He said.
Ever?
Yeah. No, I don't want them.
In your whole life?
No, him and his wife have decided. So, it's just those two and maybe a dog.
Wow. Okay, we'll see.
Eric, you still wear condom, right?
Every time.
Johnny?
That's just for thickness. She needs to feel it.
Yeah, I've been wearing them recently. Just recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
But that's without his wife. He can't stand the mess.
She had to get off of birth control for a little while. So,
why?
She's got some like issues going on.
Yeah, birth control is not
like what?
Good.
I don't. I don't really know.
Why are you ever on birth control?
I never was, but I had friends that were on it to regulate certain things. But it makes you break out. It makes you gain weight. Yeah. Sometimes it makes you crazy. It's
how many birth controls are you on right now?
I'm on all of them.
My God, Heidi.
I don't want to accidentally slip in anything and make another one of you or you or you. We've had
what?
Enough.
Men?
No more men. Move me to the Isle of Lesbos, where Wonder Woman's from.
Speaking of female superheroes, Black Widow. Disney's actually going to have to fight an Avenger because Scarlett Johansson's taking him to court. Yeah, she is. Black Widow earned $80 million the opening weekend of the box office. Now, that's a record for pandemic times, but that's kind of crappy for a Marvel release. In reference, Spider-Man Far From Home came out in 2019, right before the pandemic, brought in $185 million during its first weekend. So, Black Widow made a lot of money outside of theaters because they released it at the same time in theaters as they did on Disney Plus and charged people $30 for it. And so it made $60 million on its streaming service outside of that. So I guess you could add those together and say, okay, so we had a really solid opening weekend then. But in this case, Scarlett Johansson says, well, you is breach of contract because we're supposed to have only theater release. And so based her salary is kind of based on that box office coming in.
And especially if she has some points where she gets back end and she doesn't get it on streaming. It's like, you didn't give me a chance to make
money. Well, that's her whole point was if you took it and streaming wasn't inside my contract.
Right.
Well, that kind of sucks. But then you promised me you wouldn't release it. Or you would only in theaters, and you didn't.
No, then
so
they
I guess
pay.
If it was only in theaters and they didn't, then they did breach contract. If they never had that in the contract, then she wouldn't have a case.
So obviously she's got a case.
Obviously.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, in the sense that, she says, in my contract it says it's going to be only released in theaters, Black Widow.
For a certain amount of time, yeah.
And they probably start shooting it way before the pandemic, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you didn't know this is even going to happen. So it's like, okay.
Act of God.
You get so much of the box office.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, you know, he said the box office. And that's what Disney actually responded to Johansson by saying the lawsuit was especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Nope. See, here we go. Oh,
my God.
Go get him, Scarlett. Go get him.
But she did make her contract before this act of God happens. I mean, a lot of people are trying to think, you know, in their contracts, the whole force majeure clause, where it's like, hey, you know, act of God here. We didn't know anything's going to happen. And that hasn't been holding up as far as the relating COVID to that. Just like, so the contracts are still valid. And the other wording, you can't say it's not valid because of certain things that happened before you knew they were going to happen. So in this case, I don't know who's going to win. I understand her being upset.
100%.
You know, because if it didn't get released on streaming, then what was that, $140 million? And if she did have points on that, then yeah, that's a lot of money to be taken out of her pocket. Of the $60 million she's not going to be able to touch. So, yeah, companies like Disney have thrown tens of billions into the streaming wars. And Scarlett Johansson's case shows that the pivot to streaming has second-order effects, like how actors should get paid. So now in the future, with the pandemic setting it up like this, where there's going to be theater releases and streaming releases at the same time, it'll all be part of the new contract for the acting world to go, but now we're connected to the streaming release.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
Cover all of our bases.
It just sucks for her. The Black Widow's being made right before this happened. Before it. So hopefully she wins. I mean, my God, look how hard she's had it in life. Ugly girl. she deserves a break. Mm. No, but I agree with her.
Me too.
I agree with her in morals and ethics, but I maybe contractually in law, it just does, she might lose. I don't know. Maybe a jury of her peers. Who knows?
Well, you guys,
Black Widow fans,
you guys can't relate with that. A company coming to you and saying, "Oh, but the pandemic, we don't make as many millions of dollars as we used to. Cut us a break." You guys can't relate to that, can you?
No, I know. That's why we had to go and make Dig Tussie, a beer that we make money from. It's not a charity. It comes directly to us. And we can spend it any way we want. Well, it's kind of a charity because Heidi uses her money to care for elderly dogs.
I do.
And I'm kind of a charity because I spend my money to home orphaned motorcycles. So, yes, we make money from that beer. Is it clear now? Dig Tussie is the Heidi and Frank beer, not the KLOS beer. It's Heidi and Frank beer. And yes, we make money from it, so drink a lot of it, please. Drink so much of it that our middle fingers can go in the air and walk out of this place. Would that be great? Drink it up, become a VIP, and we'll have a parade out here in Burbank. And all of us with our fingers and butt cracks aiming right at this place. Wouldn't that be fantastic? That actually might make the news. Pied Piper this place, man. Pied Piper it with some Dig Tussie on your lips. Money goes to me and Heidi directly. Yes! Make us rich, bitch!
Thank you. Thank you.
Has it been cleared up now? Thank you!
We could tell them more.
You know, they never disclosed they were making money from this. Yeah, I did. Go back to the tape. Moving on.
So you guys can't relate at all.
No, I can't relate at all. No.
Got to have a side hustle.
Black Widow did that to Disney. Spread them cheeks.
Hey,
Joe.
Listen.
So Joe, Sco Joe.
Let's, how about
kiss it right there,
transparency.
Disney.
Let's do it. Let's all talk about it all. That's transparency. That way everybody knows where everybody is.
It's all good.
Not about that.
No, it's all good, huh?
All right.
Not good for you?
Oh, no, I have no idea. It's
good for me?
I just don't want to have a meeting later. I hate meetings.
You won't.
There's nothing worse than
you won't.
Getting a text from Keith or one of the other bosses like, could we swing by?
Well, yeah, when you get called in, it's usually for a reason that you don't want to be there for, because you barely get called in. So, you know, it's like getting called to the principal's office. For you, it's like, ooh, why is Heidi still here? It's always something serious or something seriously dumb, but, you know.
Yeah.
Other stuff, you know, you never know what's getting called in for.
Just, if it can be an email, just email me, please. That way we have it on paper.
So she Scojo's you later?
Oh, I'm Scojo in this bitch.
You think so? Are you going to Scojo? Scarjo?
Scarjo. Scar. Now that makes me think of Joe Scarborough. I ain't doing that. Joe Scarborough. Scarborough Nation.
You gonna Scarjo him?
I hope not.
But you want to?
I don't know. I just want to work, get paid, go home.
And that's what you do. So what are you gonna sue him for?
I mean, paid part.
Oh, you get paid handsomely, Heidi.
Oh, if handsome is... Who's the guy from with the ugly eyes?
Steve Buscemi.
There we go, Eric Smith.
No, I think that's his teeth. You're thinking of Marty Feldman. Marty Feldman eyes. She's got Marty Feldman eyes. Her checks used to look like Ryan Gosling. Now they look like Marty Feldman.
That's it. That's right. He nailed it.
But Marty Feldman probably had a lot of money in the bank. I'm just saying. He's ugly, but he was a working actor.
Well, he's a character actor, yeah. So that's actually the perfect career.
Let's see. What else is going on in the world? Los Angeles Lakers. Wow, look at this. Reportedly acquire former MVP Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards in a blockbuster trade. Get that. Russell Westbrook coming to L.A. Yeah, the NBA draft was yesterday. Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham.
Kind of a cool name. I mean,
way better than Keith Cunningham.
Well,
now Cade Cunningham taking the number one overall by Detroit Pistons in last night's NBA draft. Sorry, Kate.
Oh.
Yeah, got picked up by the Detroit Pistons.
So the, forgive me for not knowing, but the only people that can go, let's say you have a 2-year contract left with the Washington Wizards, and LA really wants you. You can still go into the draft, or you can only go into the draft?
No, that wasn't a draft. That was a trade thing.
Okay.
Blockbuster trade. The draft is like, yeah, people coming out of college or high school.
Okay,
like
they don't
trying
have
to
any
get
team.
Into the NBA. And it's like, you know. Let's see. In science and tech news here on the Trend Mill on a Friday, Pfizer BioNTech vaccine efficacy against COVID-19 infection slips to 84% after 6 months. New data shows shots remain 97% effective against severe cases. So what that means, everybody knows, you can still get COVID, but with the 97% efficacy against severe cases, your symptoms and your case probably will keep you out of the hospital and you probably won't die 97% of the time.
Hmm. Okay.
What?
I don't really like that 3%, though.
No, I think 3% if like you had like some pre-existing condition. You know what I mean?
Sure, but still, there's a 3% chance that you're going to get it really bad and your life's going to be awful. I would never take those odds.
You use
in
a condom,
Vegas.
And that 3% chance when you use a condom that you could still get your wife pregnant.
No, it's 99.9.
No, it's not. It's 97.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
It's 99.9% of condom efficacy.
You think 3% of people break their condoms with the force of their
thrust?
Is it only from breakage? Is that why? The 99.9%.
It might be a defective condom.
I always imagined that your release was so strong that it.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
Made it through the
fibers.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's like
your swimmers are so strong.
Well, then you've never done
it's like
it right,
sap
right.
out of a tree.
It's really a spillage.
Yeah.
Just to overflow it. Just been that, like, my God, sorry.
I always imagined like a balloon inflating. Yeah.
To the very end. So you got to squeeze that reservoir tip.
I was
have,
just trying
don't
to.
Don't want to have air in there and then, you know, put more in there and then pop the air bubble.
Frank, I was trying to freak him out because he's like, no, it's. His eyes go, no, it's not. Are you ready for the third one on the way, Eric?
Never. No. Not at all. Not happening. Never. Ever.
Famous last words.
No. I'm telling you, I will kill myself.
But I don't think, Heidi, you've ever been known to BS through, you know, facts. You're like, I almost had it. You're like, people believe that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not really a BSer in that sense.
Not really.
So then you tried to BS him. It just kind of was like, wait, what, Heidi? Heidi doesn't know. You know what I mean? It's like, you didn't scare him. Really, Heidi?
Well, his eyes got, for that 1 second, he went, what? What?
No, I just assume Heidi doesn't know what she's talking
that's
about.
That's what I mean. It's like,
well, I mean,
let me educate her.
I mean, I am a lesbian. I don't really need to know about condoms.
Yeah, lesbians and condom efficacy.
I get the weekly, and now I guess it's dropped 3%.
Yeah.
I was reading it on the toilet the other day.
Let's see. Renewable power sources become the second largest source of electricity generation in the U.S. in 2020. Like, renewable actually passed coal for the first time.
See you later, coal!
Bye, coal!
Totally spoken, yeah, ironically.
Eat your own dust. Thank you. Yeah, natural gas accounted for 40% of the generation electricity, followed by renewables, 21%. Nuclear was 20%, and coal dropped to 19%. It used to be the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The mighty have fallen. Make way for new energy.
As far as business and markets go, Amazon sees third consecutive $100 billion revenue quarter.
Quarter.
Yeah, that's not an annual month. How we do this last 3 months? We only made $100 billion, and that's kind of the attitude they had. Yeah, it's only $100 billion.
Oh.
Because it wasn't what they expected. It was lower than expected. Like, they're upset. See, that's perspective, I guess.
Oh, like, God.
It's they're upset. $100 billion in a quarter, and you're upset. So much so. Yeah, they missed revenue expectations for the first time in 3 years. So this is like a major loss for them. And when they reported it, shares fell 6% in after-hours trading. It's like, they only made $100 million. Let's bail. I think they're going to be fine. I think people bailed because of that stupid cowboy hat and riding to space.
It's and they got matching cowboys. I'm going to get us all cowboys.
Even though Jeff Bezos stepped down. He's not even the CEO anymore. It's some other guy like named Sandy or something.
Well, maybe that's why it's not doing as well.
I know. How about that?
I mean,
new guy gets the keys and all of a sudden it's down a little bit after 3 years.
Here it is. Just don't lose it. I got it here. Just keep it here. No problem, man.
Yeah, park it out deep in the parking lot, okay? I don't want to get a scratch on it. There's old Sandy parking right up there in the front.
I didn't want to walk.
Somebody door dinged it. Did you buy into Robinhood yesterday, the IPO? Robinhood, the free stock trading app.
Can you buy it on Robinhood?
I think you could. They were offering it on their own site, which is kind of weird.
That's sort of.
And they're known for like doing stupid stuff and getting fined all the time, so that's probably why it didn't do so well in its initial public offering, dropping 8%. It was like valued at like $32 billion. Now it's down to $29 billion just based off opening. It was the worst IPO of any company ever.
It's an IPO so bad it's worse than an IPA.
Leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Right.
wood pellet grill maker, Traeger. I've told you about that. Mm-hmm. Traeger is killer. Awesome. Love it. Shares up 22% in its first day of trading. Ooh. Yeah. People who know.
Yeah.
Worth a $3 billion valuation for a grill company.
We'll
try to come up with the technology for that.
Modern day, set it and forget it. Throw some pellets in.
That's the Ron Popeil grill right there. To set it and forget it. You can like put, I've made ribs. And I never would have done that. Because like you know, that smoking and all that other stuff. You got to sit there and you got the half barrel. And you got the little smoking thing over here. And the smoke stack. And
you got to tend to it.
Yeah, you got to make sure the temperature remains the same. Always, whatever. Not this thing. Swear to God. It's going to be... Oh, set it like here for 6 hours, come back, flip it, change temperature, do it another 2 hours, set to pop. Come home, it's just like...
Falling off the boat.
Oh, my God.
And you look like a hero. They're like, he makes the greatest. Like, you're like, I didn't even do anything wrong.
Yeah, it's like, this is fantastic. My God, you're a grill master. You should be on that show.
Of course, you can only do it with a Traeger. They give him a real grill. Oh, my God, exactly. Like, half it's raw, half of it's burnt. You're like, nah, I don't know what I did wrong.
No, that's one of the best inventions ever right there. And that's not even an endorsement. I'm not making any money from Traeger. They're not even paying. I mean, they're not even selling ads on this, but it's so good. It's almost as good as Dig Tussie. Did I mention Dig Tussie? The cream ale, our beer they make that we make money from directly.
Dig Tussie.
Buy it. Buy it. Buy our freedom. Drink the Tussie.
Tap that Tussie.
Open the gates. All right? The money comes right back here, folks. Right to this show. All of it. Thank you. Now you know.
Good night.
If you didn't know, now you do.
Oh, Johnny did, wasn't sure.
Speaking of that, when we come back, I want to do another Battle SoCal because we haven't done that in a while. I did it the last time I did a weed drop. But this time, it's for Dick Tissy. Battle SoCal. So I need somebody to call in from every county. All right? So needs San Bernardino. Riverside, Orange, L.A., and Ventura counties. Got to have one person representing each county for Battle SoCal. And then we're going to play a game. And whoever's left standing, you're going to win a prize, which is pretty much us coming to your personal bar and bringing a keg of Tussie with us, okay? And have a big party at your place, okay? Sound good? 818-955-2955. 818-955-2955. All proceeds going right back to this place. No, not this place. This us, okay? Us. Not this place at all. Us. All right. Battle SoCal next for your chance. I'm going to get a keg of Dig Tussie at your bar. Hey, I'm telling them.
KLOS has nothing to do with it, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you. No, we've all said it. All right.
Be clear.
818-955-2955. Obviously, people are calling in to represent. So, Corey, let me know when you got the certain ones so I can tell the San Bernardinos to stop calling. Or we need somebody from Ventura. Just keep me updated. But, yeah, somebody from each county. San Bernardino, Riverside, Orange, L.A., and Ventura counties. It's Battle SoCal next after some traffic.
Begin the day with the Heidi and Frank Show. Yay! On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show, a little after 7:30 here on Friday, July 30th. Time to play Battle SoCal, looking for representatives. from every county here in Southern California. We have Riverside represented on the phone, Ventura County and San Bernardino. L.A. County and Orange County both hung up during the break there. They couldn't wait. Must have more important things to do. But still need Orange County representative and L.A. County representative to play Battle SoCal, which is going to be a random game, a little round table game. Really no skill involved because you have no idea what the question is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, let's do a round table. Like, say it's going to be, name colors. Okay, red and blue and green. I say blue. It's like, no, Johnny said blue. You're out.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those games. Okay, so you go around the table and last person standing gets the prize, which is basically it's going to be us bringing a keg of Dick Tussie to your personal bar. So you don't have to, I mean, the one you go to all the time. We're just going to bring it to your bar and have a tap-tap Tussie party at your place, okay? 818-955-2955 for Battle SoCal. All right. See who we have. So we have representing Riverside. I'll wait on Orange County and LA County to call in again. Hello. You're representing Riverside. Who is this?
Morning, guys.
I recognize this guy. Is this Crab?
Yes, you're right, sir.
Ooh, it's Crab. I feel Riverside is a collective. Oh, wow. Are we going to win? I don't know. Stay on hold, Crab. All right, we have L.A. County calling in. Hello. You're representing L.A. County. What's your name?
Jeremy. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy. So what do you do for a living, Jeremy?
I'm a hazmat transportation specialist. I clean up all the homeless encampments in L.A.
I guess you're going to be busy lately because I guess the city council and the mayor voted on certain homeless things. So you've been busy, huh?
Always busy.
Always busy.
Well, you deserve a nice old cold beer.
Yeah, you do.
I will have one.
What's the name of your drinking hole? What's your personal drinking hole? What is it?
The backyard.
So we're bringing a keg of Dick Tussie to your backyard. Yeah, if you don't really have that bar, we'll bring it to your backyard. Can we come to your house and party?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Jeremy, I like your attitude. Stay on hold. His neighbors won't like it, but he sure will. Let's see. Here we got Ventura County being represented. Hello, Ventura County. Who is this?
Hi, it's Kelly Sue.
Hello, Kelly Sue. what do you do for a living, Kelly?
I'm a housewife.
Housewife. So
really, for real.
So you're probably really going to be really good at this, you know, because, I mean, like, you're a jack of all trades being a housewife, okay?
Well, I'm retired from my employment.
Do you have do you have a particular bar you're playing for?
How about the Lookout in
Oxnard? The Lookout down the Channel Islands. All right, the Lookout. Try to get some Dick Tussie on tap, Kelly. All right, you stay at home. You stay at home. Look at that. San Bernardino. Hello, San Bernardino. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's CJ.
Hey, CJ. Give a shout-out to the bar we'll be heading to if you win.
Bleachers Sports Bar and Pizzeria here in Chino.
All right. Bleachers Sports Bar and Pizzeria in Chino. All right, CJ, you stay on hold. And finally, we have for Orange County, who is this? Orange County.
Morning, guys. It's Edgar.
Edgar. The Orange County Edgars are the best ones. I've never met a bad Edgar in Orange County.
I haven't either.
All right, Edgar. What watering hole are you playing for?
Not a watering hole, but a pizza joint. Casa de Oro in Tustin.
All right. Awesome. All right. So everybody's got the place in mind where we're going to have the Tap That Tussie party next. But you got to win first. So stay on hold, Edgar. So we got Crab, Kelly, CJ, Jeremy, and Edgar representing all the counties in Southern California. It's time for Battle SoCal. All right, here's the game. All right, Eric, you're probably going to be busy looking stuff up. You and Johnny probably have to look them up, you know, alternating just so we can keep this game moving. But in honor of Bob Odenkirk, who basically passed out or, you know, collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul down there in New Mexico when they were filming, he's fine, I guess. You know, they said that he might have had a little heart issue going on, but, you know, great actor, Better Call Saul, great show from Breaking Bad, awesome from what was the comedy show they did?
Mr. Show,
fantastic. Love that guy. So in honor of Bob Odenkirk, the round table elimination round is going to be Famous Bob's. All right. famous Bobs, and Crab is first. Okay, Crab, name a famous Bob.
Bob Hope, of course.
Bob Hope, yes. Bob Hope. All right, Kelly, name a famous Bob.
Bobby Sue, like from the Steve Miller song, you know? You know, Steve Miller.
We're not
sorry,
going to Ventura.
Bobby Sue. No, I'm sorry, we're not going to Ventura.
Okay.
All right, San Bernardino, CJ. CJ, name a famous Bob.
Yeah, how about for Eric there, Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, good choice. Stay on hold. Next is Jeremy representing LA. Come on, give us a famous Bob, Jeremy.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Excellent.
Yep. Edgar, famous Bob.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, baby. Stay
friend,
on hold.
Friend of the show.
Crab, back to you. Famous Bob.
Does Robert count Bob's nickname or?
You're out.
We're not going to Riverside.
Sorry. I mean.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Are the instructions that hard?
It's, no. Go,
I mean,
go.
Is this a famous Bob?
Not Bobby, Robert, not
no,
that.
Bob.
All right, CJ. San Bernardino, what do you got? Famous Bob.
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger, yes, Stan Hall. Jeremy, L.A., famous Bob.
Bob Villa.
Bob Villa, yes. Edgar, Orange County, famous Bob.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, yes. All right, CJ, once again, San Bernardino, famous Bob.
Bob Woodward.
Bob Woodward. Wow, what a pull.
Nice. Wow. Very nice.
CJ came to play. Going deep into the Bobs.
Hey.
Whoa. All right, Jeremy, L.A., famous Bob.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole, Bob Dole. He said Bob Dole. Stay on hold. He's getting help, too. Hey, Edgar, Orange County, give us a famous Bob.
I didn't hear if anybody said Bob Ross yet.
Oh. Bob Ross, no. Good job. Stay on hold. CJ, San Bernardino, back to you, famous Bob.
How about Coach Bob Knight?
Bob Knight! Yes! All right, Jeremy, L.A., famous Bob.
I'm out.
He's out. Ran out of Bobs.
Oh, come on.
Edgar, Orange County, famous Bob.
Oh, man. I'm stuck. I'm out.
All right, CJ, all he has to do is name a famous Bob. Hey, CJ.
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas. Looks like San Bernardino.
Are we going to Chino?
We're going to Chino, people. Actually, what was the name of your bar we're going to?
Bleachers Sports Bar and Pizzeria.
That sounds fantastic. I totally tapped that tussie in a sports bar.
And just to be sure, all the sales go to you guys, right? Just
yes.
Be clear about it.
All the sales go to the Heidi and Frank show, okay? So drink it. The money comes right here. We pile it up, okay? On top ourselves, we're going to roll around in all the money naked from all the tussie you drank, okay?
Tussie money.
Awesome. That big tussie money.
Tussie nunny.
That
tussie nunny.
Tussie nunny. All right, CJ, you stay on hold, and we'll set it up with bleachers. We'll contact the bar. We'll get this thing going. We'll do it in the next couple weeks, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You stay on hold. Get all the information there, Corey.
Got you, Frank.
We got another party to go to. All right. That's Battle SoCal. San Bernardino won the other one, too, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Look at that. They're out there. They're good at this game.
How do you run out of Bobs?
There were so many Bobs left. Let's see what was mentioned. We keep the game going. But Bob Marley was mentioned. Bob Barker was mentioned. So Bob Ross was mentioned. Bob Dylan. Bob Woodward even mentioned, which was awesome. And you know Bob Woodward, Washington Post journalist who broke the Nixon Watergate scandal?
Yeah. Woodward and Bernstein.
I was like, wow, going deep. Bobby McFerrin was not mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the people who ran out of Bobs. Bob Mackey. One of the best fashion designers of all time, right, Eric? That's how you were inspired by Bob Mackey, weren't you?
He is probably my number one inspiration.
If you've ever seen Bob Mackey's streetwear line.
Oh, my God.
Share.
Just like mine. Yeah, it's
Scavenger just, LA and Bob Mackey's streetwear. It's uncanny.
He's just a Lucille Ball in his streetwear.
Which I make money from, by the way.
Yes, he does. He does make money from that.
So does charity. Yes. But I do, too.
Yes, you required us to do the side hustles, not us. Bob Hoover, aviation legend and World War II fighter pilot, who spent more than a year in a German prison or war camp before he escaped.
Mm.
Bobby Brown.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
Not Bobby Brown, the singer. Bobby Brown, the makeup artist.
Bobby with an I.
Bobby
an I for fashion. Oh, my God.
You know, I think I'd even gone with Bobby Pinn.
Pretty famous Bob.
Or even a haircut. The Bob.
The Bob.
I think I would have gone that far. I think you could have gone that deep into it.
There is a Biggest Loser trainer, Bob Harper.
Bob Harper. Okay, so see if you can name one.
Is Bob's Big Boy count?
Bob's Big Boy. I think we the judges would have gave it a pass.
Okay.
I don't know. Fictional characters a pass. All right, but Bob Coburn.
Bob Coburn. Oh,
game over.
Standing ovation for Jordan representing KLOS. Bob Coburn, legend. Miss Bob. Eric, you got a Bob?
For apples?
Bob for apples? If I was going to go with Bobby Pinn.
Then you got to go for four apples.
Bob four apples. Oh, man. A classic party game. Not much used anymore.
No, because people don't want to get their face wet and ruin their makeup.
But my God, back in the day, bobbing for apples.
That was bobbing for apples, pin the tail on the donkey.
I mean, with the punch bowl party, there was always the bobbing for apples. Usually a Halloween party had the bobbing for apples.
Which you could never do now with everybody sickness and COVID. You're like, I'm sticking my snotty, boogery nose and face in right after.
Well, usually you know the people at the party. I know. So you're like, okay. It's usually, I remember, my childhood friend, Don, he dressed as a clown. 1 year, and then he got in line first. So him and his clown makeup went into the bobbing for apples, you know, and turned it into like a
cloudy mess,
like a milky, pinky water thing with apples floating in it. And then all us kids were like, that's when you realize,
yeah, no,
people's faces are in that, and stuff comes off of faces, and now it's in the water. I think it's the last time I ever did not. Like a Bob for apples was that Halloween party when Don ruined the water.
Is Don your friend whose mom started her period?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Don's mom had on the white slacks and started her period. And she was like getting in the back seat to clear stuff out so we could get in after picking us up from school. She's like, oh, I had a bunch of stuff in the back seat. So she was like, let me clear this out, boys. Had her white pants on. We were like third grade and just big red stain. We're like, oh my God, Don, your mom's dying.
She's bleeding to death. Didn't know.
Hey, Mrs. Junker, you sat in ketchup.
Oh,
what?
God. You sat in ketchup.
Oh, boys. I'm so sorry, boys. What?
It's no big deal. Boys are just like, whatever, you sat in ketchup. It's no big deal.
Can we stop by McDonald's?
You got a hankering now.
After I saw, I've had a hankering ever since I saw that.
It was that imprinting.
Hell yeah. I love white pants now.
And I'm pretty sure you've earned your red wings too, huh?
I'm not shy.
So we're counting four apples then.
Yes, we're counting four apples. Yeah, we're going to count four apples on the Bob game. All right, congratulations, CJ. Corey's got all the information. It'll be an open party, so we'll let you know we're heading out to Bleachers and Chino?
Yep, Chino.
Out to Bleachers and Chino. Let them know we're coming. Because that bar has no idea we're coming. Oh, boy. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, dear.
We'll figure it out. All right. Let's get some traffic, Wally. You Saturday birthdays. Don't want to forget you guys. Here on, it's going to be the 31st, the last day of the month.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of famous people's kids are having birthdays, like Ruby Modine.
Matthew
Modine's daughter. She was the killer in the first Happy Death Day movie, and she was also a waitress named Sierra on Shameless. Didn't even know she was an actress. Mm. She's turning 31.
Oh, wow.
Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda Williams, turning 32. She's an actress as well. But also, I saw that Barry Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke's son, who is a detective Steve Sloan on Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Van Dyke's turning 70. That's Dick Van Dyke's son, and Dick Van Dyke could be turning 95 this year. Can you imagine? I was like, you're 70 and your dad's still alive? 95, Dick Van Dyke?
Crazy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Also,
wow.
Gary Lewis, son of Jerry Lewis. He's up with Gary Lewis, the Playboys, but that's Jerry Lewis's kid.
I did not know that.
Yeah, turning 75. Is Jerry Lewis dead?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
All right, another birthdays. You got Rico Rodriguez II. Come on, Heidi. Rico Rodriguez.
I'm going to say he's Manny on Modern Family.
Yes. Look at you. Oh, God.
Pretty good at game night. Have the kid over. I'm telling you.
He's 23. Avenged Sevenfold singer. M. Shadows. Turning 40. Let's see. Ryan on The Office. BJ Novak's turning 42. Country superstar Zach Brown turning 43. You chose that song, not Chicken Fried? Or Toes?
So basic.
Or Knee Deep?
Basic.
This was a little different.
Former Superman, Dean Cain, turning 55. British writer who gave us Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, turning 56. Yeah, Wesley Snipes, turning 59. Mark Cuban, 63. Bill Berry, former drummer of R.E.M., who quit in 1997 after a brain aneurysm.
Oh, damn.
63. That's me in the corner. I mentioned Barry Van Dyke and Gary Lewis. There you go. You Saturday birthdays, good for you.
That's the best day to have a birthday because you don't have to work that day. And
you can pre-party on Friday and then it hits midnight at the bar. It's like, it's my birthday.
And then
you
can
go back on Saturday and go, it's my birthday. Get more free drinks.
And you don't have to get up and go to work the next day.
It's a great,
damn,
great day. All right, coming up, we got 20 and 21. 20 new stories in 21 minutes. So keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Heidi and Frank Show, 8 o'clock here on Friday, July 30th. It's time for 20 and 21. 20 new stories in 21 minutes with 60 seconds on the clock. A lot of per story. When the bell rings, you must stop. I don't care where you are inside that story. Hopefully you get all the facts out and don't leave people hanging. It's 20 and 21 for a reason. So let's go!
Jamie Lee Curtis is joyfully announcing that her younger daughter is transgender. Screen legend who shares two children
just
with
like
her husband, Christopher Guest, revealed in an interview on Wednesday that she has watched in wonder and pride as our son became our daughter, Ruby.
Wasn't that a rumor? Back in the day, that Jamie Lee Curtis used to be a guy.
She was born a hermaphrodite.
That was a rumor. Is that like a rumor, like, you know, the gerbil and what's his name's butt?
I don't know where that starts, but so her now daughter Ruby, she's 25 years old, works as a computer gaming editor, and is engaged to be married next year. Jamie Lee Curtis said, "I will officiate." The 62-year-old actor said her daughter's transition helped challenge her past beliefs that gender identity and gender expression are fixed, explaining that this current stage of life is a constant metamorphosis. She said, "I'm somebody who sheds every day."
Well, this might be actually a good story for Florida or anywhere else. You want to take a guess here? Man injured by jaguar after sticking his hand in its cage.
Florida.
Yep. Officials at the Jacksonville Zoo say they will not press charges. They're not going to press charges against a man who was injured after sticking his hand in a jaguar cage. Witnesses said the man jumped over a safety barrier. Oh.
I always root for the cat.
And was waving his hand around, trying to get the attention of the big cats. That's when one clawed the man. Jacksonville Zoo Deputy Director Dan Maloney said this was an individual that wasn't using his head. If that animal would have latched on, it would have been a very different situation. But he is lucky to still have his hand. The man was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Yeah, that's why they have those barriers, people.
Whatever happened to him, he deserved every.
Who's the other idiot? Recently jumped over a barrier to get a selfie.
Some chick, I think.
Yeah, it was with the monkeys. They were feeding them Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos. They can't handle that.
People. Idiots.
Story number three. I hate the monkeys, but you know who I love?
Love me do. You know I love you.
So after we destroy our planet with global warming, and if that doesn't do it, then COVID-28 will take us all out.
COVID what now?
But this will still exist, Heidi, because the Beatles released 12 studio albums and even more singles during their career, which was only 10 years long. That's a massive catalog for 10 years. And all of it is going to be placed inside a doomsday vault. The vault is going to secure the Beatles' music for 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
1,000 years.
And it's going to be installed near the North Pole, where nobody can get to it either. And it's going to use future-proof digital storage to protect all the Beatles' music from the elements over the next 10 centuries. It's going to be nuclear and disaster resilient.
How are we going to get back into it?
Well, if the company who made it can open it.
Well, what if the company goes under?
Oh.
Then you're like, does anybody?
My question is, where's the mimosas?
A 40-year-old piece of wedding cake will hit the auction block in about 2 weeks, and it's expected to sell for around $700. Yes, I said a 40-year-old piece of wedding cake. Ew. Why? Because it was from the wedding of Prince Charles and Princess Diana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, July 1981. The slice came from one of 23 cakes that were made for the ceremony. It comes with a wedding program, ceremony details, and a breakfast menu. It was last sold in 2008. The auction house says, quote, it appears to be in exactly the same good condition as when originally sold, but we advise against eating it.
Yeah.
It's going for $700. Let's buy it and eat it.
Want to do it instead of like a Malort challenge? We'll eat 40-year-old cake.
You got to eat the Princess Di's wedding cake. Well, $700.
It turned out so well for them.
We'll use all that Dig Tussie money we're making for the show with all the proceeds from the beer going directly to the show to buy that $700 piece of cake, and we'll eat it. Johnny will eat it on the air.
I'm in.
Okay.
All right, get on the auction, Eric.
I'll eat it. You listen to music at a reasonable volume? Like, are you listening to us on 11 right now and you've ripped the knob off? Well, a police department in Spain got a... I don't know what's wrong with me today. I really don't. A police department in Spain got a bunch of noise complaints last weekend after some guy turned his stereo up full blast and his neighbors couldn't sleep. They expected to find a big party going on, but when they got there, nobody was home. The guy wasn't even home. The only thing home was the guy's cat. The guy's cat had... And cats are like this. My cat knows how to turn on the water, like can hit the water. So, like...
Yeah.
And the, like in the kitchen, gonna jump up on the island.
To get a drink?
Uh-huh.
Does he turn it off?
No, that's the problem. But this cat knows how to turn the stereo on and uses his paws to spin the knob that controls the volume. So people were calling, going, knocking on the door.
What's he play?
Somebody, oh, this could be a fun game. Anything by
Pussycat Cat Dolls?
Anything by a Cat Stevens?
Mm-hmm. Cat Scratch Fever?
Straight Cat Scratch.
The pandemic has caused a lot of shortages due to disruption in labor, resources, and logistics, but this might be the most random one yet. Washington State is dealing with a shortage of license plates, so licensing agents are issuing temporary tags instead. These papers, you guys keep going back and forth.
Okay,
and I'll read nice and low. These paper plates will only be good for 60 days, and they'll have to be renewed. The Department of Licensing has said...
Def Leppard? I mean, that's a cat.
When the license plate supply chain will be restored, they have increased staffing and outsourced production to another state in hopes of getting things back on track.
Why are you whispering?
So people can hear you, because they don't care about
that. Did you guys say Eye of the Tiger?
License? No, I didn't say Eye of the Tiger.
Good, Eric, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Washington got State one? License plates. Nobody care. Keep going.
Okay, you said Pussycat Dolls, right?
Yeah, I did.
Story 7, 20 and 21. Johnny's story was about what happened because of the pandemic, and this happened because of the pandemic. Kids had to learn how to go to school remotely, and most schools will be open in person, hopefully, this year. But by now, we're well aware of all the drawbacks and limitations of remote learning. But 72% of parents now say virtual learning has been a game changer that'll be around a long time after COVID-19. And there are a lot of good habits that their kids actually picked up from remote learning. Like 53% of parents said their kids...
learned how to cheat.
I mean, that's very true. Kids focused better. My daughter, this is on the list, improved her tech skills. She had to learn how to use a computer, how to get on Zoom herself, how to mute the mic, how to unmute it, all that stuff. 40% said their kids asked more questions, became better multitaskers, became more independent. Mm. Other good habits parents saw making better use of their time. I don't agree with that. Pacing themselves. And teaching their parents new tech skills.
And not showering and not brushing their teeth either. Here's a fun would you rather question for summer. On a 100 degree day, would you rather get a big whiff of a sweaty dude's body odor?
Or the other one.
Or a hot pile of garbage?
Hot pile of garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, a new poll asked people that same question. Name the worst smells of summer, and those two tied for first. Mm. The summer smells we hate most are sweaty BO, hot trash, the lawnmower fumes.
Oh, I love that. I don't like that at all.
The smells we love most are barbecue, fresh cut grass, the beach air, the smell of sunblock ranked high as well.
Yeah.
They also asked people to name the best and worst summer flavors. Our favorites are lemonade, grilled food, and a tie for third between ice cream and watermelon. Our least favorites include artificial fruit flavoring, potato salad, and lemonade again. What?
How could it make both lists?
Lemonade made both lists. And a surprising number of people hate potato salad.
It's on summer and it's hot. I don't feel like mayonnaise.
But it's a cold salad.
I know, but...
Oh, roar. Katy Perry.
Oh, damn it. That's good, Johnny. Nicely done. You remember the woman who would go on jogs and then poop in people's yards? She became known as the serial pooper.
Then you stopped running?
Then I stopped running, and now I just poop on my Peloton. This lady was never caught before.
Serial pooper.
She was the serial pooper, and she was in Indiana, by the way. Apparently, they know who she is now, and they have found her.
What's her name?
Well, they call her the pooper, and one of the neighbors... Does it say what her name is? I don't think they identified her.
Well, why not? I mean, does it be embarrassing? I mean, you were jogging and crapping.
Jogging and crapping. And then they also said they could tell that she was there because she would bring a roll of toilet paper on her runs with her. But she didn't bag it up and take it. She
left
it.
Wow, great detective work.
She would... She
was running through the streets carrying a roll of toilet paper. Who could it possibly be?
But they say that she just leaves. This is what I find funny, because we never call it this when we're talking about humans, but they call it her droppings.
Big news in the world of candy. A super sour Warheads hard seltzer is now in existence. And People Magazine says it's the nostalgic drink of the summer. They have partnered with a brewery in New York for it, I guess.
Are they making money with that brewery?
I imagine that
yes,
they probably
the money
are.
Directly
all the money
back
is going
to them.
Directly to them. Mm-hmm. Yes. They have four flavors: watermelon, black cherry, blue raspberry, and green apple. Also, a video about Pez dispensers is going viral, but don't believe everything you see on TikTok. It claims we've been loading them wrong. So instead of unwrapping it and putting them into the Pez dispenser, it's supposed to remove the wrap for you, is what they're showing on TikTok. But that's not actually true, because Pez shot back with their own video saying it's not true. It doesn't unwrap itself. So you actually still have to unwrap the Pez and put it in.
You have to load your...
Katrina and the Waves.
Oh, Katrina and the Waves.
Story number 11, 20 and 21. Part of that was Booze News, brought to you by Blackened Whiskey, Metallica's Whiskey.
Yes.
The other part was candy, and I have some candy news. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yummy.
Jungle Cruise comes out today. In case you were curious, it's got a 63% on Rotten Tomatoes. I just looked it up. That's the latest number.
That's not great.
That's fresh.
Solid D.
That's a fresh movie,
I bet
63%.
That's what The Rock's giving you, for sure.
They've now ranked Dwayne Johnson's movies from best to worst on therap.com. You can go check the whole list out. But the worst movie he's ever made is Snitch.
Never saw it.
In 2013. I never saw it as well.
Mm-mm.
Here's some honorable mentions before I give you the top five. Let's see. Walking Tall was number 20. Jungle Cruise, there it is, at number 17. Mm. San Andreas was number 16.
Saw that.
Scorpion King was number 14. Mm. And the top five, Fighting With My Family, the wrestling movie, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Rampage, the Fast and Furious movies, they're counting them both as one, and Moana is the best Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie.
Welcome to the Jungle, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's National Chicken Wing Day, I guess. But there may not be as many details or deals this year because of the big chicken wing shortage that we've been suffering through. But a few places are running deals, though. 7-Eleven, Buffalo Wild Wings, of course, and Hooters all have two-for-one promos. Hooters also posted some weird new merch online, but you've got to really love wings to actually want this stuff. The dumbest item might be a wing-shaped pillow that hit their online store for $25. It's available for pre-order and ships in late August. Now, all proceeds go right to Hooters. They're also selling some very fashionable wing-shaped earrings for $10.
Okay.
Some genius in their marketing department came up with them.
Earwings?
Yeah, the name, earwings. And I think the genius was meant to be sarcastic, so I'm glad you got it. Do you have a picture of him? The ear wings.
I've got new ear wings.
Oh, no.
You know you might be fat.
Well, if you're a Dodgers fan, listen up to this story. This could happen to you. It's kind of scary. There was a Dodger fan recovering after being hit in the face with a foul ball that was hit by Justin Turner.
Oh.
And she's the biggest Justin Turner fan. She's 21 years old. She's from Northern California, and she's been a fan of the Boys in Blue her entire life. She was sitting in the stands next to the dugout at Tuesday night's game during the Giants-Dodgers game in San Francisco. During the top of the eighth inning, Turner came up to bat. The third baseman hit a foul that went up over the safety netting and headed straight for her and her family.
She wasn't paying attention. She's on
no,
her phone.
She was paying attention because she tried to catch the ball. She was all excited.
Right, oh, between her hands.
It broke right between her hands and hit her in her face. Right? She didn't even know what happened. She is okay. She said her chance to catch the ball was thrilling, but her excitement quickly diminished as, you know.
What was her name?
Got hit in the face. Her name's Jessica Andrade.
Yeah, I guess she's cousins of that Rebecca Andrade, who won the silver medal.
Is she really?
No.
Oh, Frank, what the hell?
TBS is making a variety show inspired by the Stupid Pet Tricks segment from David Letterman's Late Show. It'll be a half-hour, 10-episode series hosted by Sarah Silverman. Each episode will have pets performing impressive tricks in front of a live audience. There will be also surprise guests, comedy bits, and games. Sarah said, quote, "The rule in show business is never work with an animal or children, but I chose to work with David Letterman anyways."
Hey.
Production will start later this year. Did you say anything by Doja Cat?
Right. Yeah, Johnny.
Doja Cat. Look at you, Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 12 minutes ago, Johnny. Story 15, 20, and 21. Have you guys ever borrowed something and then never given it back? It just became your thing that you owned, and you're like, I think I did borrow that from somebody years ago.
A lot of Tupperware. I have a lot of Tupperware that I know is not mine.
How do you know?
Because people give her food, Frank. That's the way to her heart.
That's right.
You have Tupperware from other people?
Yeah.
That's actually how she gets paid here. Is in food and Tupperware.
So that means that when you go to people's homes, you're like, can I get a to-go plate?
When they say, give you, do they you want give a little, you a take Tupperware? A little, and you'll just go,
you say no.
Well, I don't want to be rude because they're like, you seem to enjoy that so much, we got plenty.
You seem to enjoy it so much. That means slow down, Tiger.
Ooh.
All right. Tiger. It was a general question to get to this story.
Sorry.
An overdue library
Doggy
book has
bag.
Been returned. After 53 years, it was checked out. It was a cooking book, an Indian cooking book. And the package that they left right there at the doorstep of the library had $28 in cash and a note that said, "Please accept my apologies for the late return of this book. Huh. Enclosed is a token payment of recognition of this oversight. Thank you."
Wow, that's so polite.
All right, if Monty Hall was alive and he walked up to you right now, Heidi, and asked if you have a can of Pringles on you, would you win $100?
Oh, my God. I would!
Well, 7 in 10 people might say yes. That's according to a new poll. Americans love snacks so much that 70%, or 69%, of people say they always bring some kind of snack with them when they're on the go.
No.
What do you got right there?
Oh, I have Muddy Bites.
Those are like what?
These.
Ice cream cone ends? That's a snack, and you have it on you right now.
Oh.
Johnny, you got any snacks over there?
No, finished it.
Jordan, you got any snacks in there?
Al Stewart, you're the cat.
No, nice one, Jordan. Eric, you got any snacks?
I finished mine as well.
Corey, you got any snacks in there?
I'm done.
Oh, Jordan.
But see, lucky for you, snack. I still have snacks, so if somebody gets a little hungry later.
You're among the majority of Americans who have snacks and diabetes. Yeah, 51% say they fill up on snacks as an entire meal at least 3 times a week. Have you ever just eaten a whole bag of Cheetos and said, I can't?
Oh. Johnny, I hope you have this photo. Last summer, an older gentleman in Germany started chasing after a wild boar that stole his bag. It went viral because he was naked when it happened. Now, he was doing some nude sunbathing at a lake near Berlin when the boar grabbed his bag. Not his actual bag, but his bag.
Oh, my God.
And ran off. This woman got an action shot of it, as we're looking at now online. A company that makes model trains recreated the moment with little action figures. So now, that's what you're looking
immortalized.
At. Immortalized. If you're a train guy and you want to have this little action figure as part of your landscape, you can. They actually captured it pretty well. There's a mini version of him running. The wild boar has his bag in his mouth. Again, not his testicles, but his actual bag. The company says sales have been pretty good so far. And for what it's worth, the guy in the picture doesn't seem to care about any of this.
Well, he doesn't seem to care about anything.
No. And people around him are clothed. It's not like he's at a nude place. He just happened to be nude in, I guess, in Berlin. You can be nude.
Is it too soon to talk about holidays right now? Like holiday stuff?
Well, it's the end of July.
It's Christmas.
Right? Well, we would have to talk about...
James Gunn is gifting us the next holiday season. So I'm not even talking about this holiday. I'm talking actually about 2022. All right, James Gunn is gifting us the next holiday season with the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special on Disney Plus. He said, quote, "It's in canon. It's about the Guardians. You're going to learn stuff that you need to learn before Volume 3. They'll be filming at the same time as Volume 3 since they're using the same sets and actors. Productions for both will start in November. As for the length, James has said it's going to be under 40 minutes. And I wonder if we'll get a kick-ass holiday soundtrack.
So they're still celebrating Christmas in the Marvel Universe. After we've had all this other stuff going on, that we're still like, oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Well, I think it's more
about... had a guy snap his fingers and make half existence spirit. And we're still celebrating Jesus.
That's how powerful Jesus is.
Well, where was Jesus then?
Story number 19, 20, and 21.
Wasn't an end game.
We're out of time.
I did this story last because it's going to require your focus. I need to turn the music down.
Okay.
So we can all be quiet and listen close. The audio is very low, so you may have to turn up your headphones. Go ahead.
Okay,
ready? Oh. Listen close to this audio. Ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. What's that called, Heidi?
Rick Rolling!
Yes! The 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up. For those who don't know, Rick Rolling got pretty popular in 2009 when people would trick each other into clicking a link on the internet, and it led to this video.
And then it was replaced by that black guy with a huge dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Don't you miss Rick Rolling?
The visual equivalent.
This is something that rhymes with Rick Rolling.
Oh, my God.
Well, this video now has 1 billion views. We have Rick Rolled officially 1 billion times on YouTube.
Whoa.
And more food news and snacks. Sonic is upping their milkshake game yet again. The chain has added a banana pudding shake. You don't like banana pudding?
I do.
You know, like,
I love banana cream pie. It's probably one of my favorite pies.
Do you want a to-go plate?
I mean, I'll get this Tupperware back to you, though, to be honest.
Banana pudding shake is available nationwide at participating Sonic locations for a limited time. And Taco Bell is having a contest right now, and they're giving 100 people free tacos for a year. It's for the one-year anniversary of their loyalty program, and you have to be a rewards member to enter. Sign up for that first, and just buy something in person and use their app to scan a barcode on your receipt to enter, and it runs through August 18th. Mm. Also, we heard these were coming a few months ago, and now they're here. Frito-Lay just debuted a new line of potato chips that taste like other chips and snacks. Yes, 3 flavors are, okay, Lay's potato chips that taste like Cool Ranch Doritos. Mm. Lay's potato chips that taste like Cheetos.
What?
And Lay's potato chips that taste like Funyuns. So if you just don't want to go buy Funyuns, but you want a potato chip that tastes like a Funyun, buy that potato... What? Yep, I don't get it either. I think you can get them at Target. Target.com has all 3 for a limited time. There you go. I was 20 in 21. Let's get some traffic.
What are you waiting for?
Heidi.
What are you waiting for?
And Frank.
And now the moment no one's been waiting for.
It's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. People still going back to one particular story in 20 and 21 about the cat cranking the volume. And the neighbors calling the cops for a noise, you know, disturbance.
Yeah.
The cat likes it cranked up. It's like, well, what was the cat listening to? And we're throwing it around. And 949 checks in. Tom Jones, what's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Cure, love cats. Elton John, honky cat.
Damn it. How'd we miss that one?
Johnny's mom, easy pussy.
Oh!
That's...
Oh, all I do is win,
no matter
what.
It's not a song.
I'm
Who's
sure.
that?
What's that's 949.
Well, 949. Your mom is so fat, she doesn't get hemorrhoids, she gets asteroids.
Oh, that's fun. I don't know if you saw this. I think we talked about it yesterday on Dish Nation. The John Bon Jovi and Whitney Houston are among a handful of famous New Jersey natives who are getting rest stops dedicated to them on the Garden State Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
A rest stop?
Doesn't seem like the trip. Although, when you need one, oh, you're so grateful.
Yeah, the others include Frank Sinatra, James Gandolfini, Connie Chung, Judy Blume, and Toni Morrison. Can we stop at the Gandolfini? I got to take a shit. Thank you. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jordan. So I got VIP. No editing.
That's right.
But you knew what I said. Sorry, James Gandolfini. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, each star is going to have an exhibit at his or her design or designated rest stop, courtesy of the New Jersey Hall of Fame. I mean, do you really want to hang out at the rest stop? To go to the Gandolfini Museum?
No, it's like an on and gone. Like, I'm in, I'm out. Let's get out of here.
So you're probably wondering why, you know, as far as New Jersey, you know, fame, why doesn't Bruce Springsteen have his own?
Corn in the USA.
Maybe we're born to runs.
Ooh, and it's bad too. I'm on fire.
You know, because every time you go to a rest stop, it sounds like Bruce Springsteen is there. That creepy guy that hangs out and sending your daughter by herself, like, hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he leave you in the bathroom all alone with me? Oh, Jesus.
I got a wild desire.
Streaks of Philadelphia.
Oh, this is another fun game. I don't know Bruce's playlist that well, so I really can't play. As far as what songs are playing at the Bruce Springsteen rest stop.
Mm-hmm.
But we can play if you want. I mean, also the others are John Bon Jovi.
And who else? Is it Frank Sinatra?
Whitney.
Oh.
Frank Sinatra's in there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Runs away.
So he's getting a rest stop. What types of places would you name after us on this show?
Oh.
I mean, they're getting rest stops. What types of places would you name after us, the individuals on this program? 818-955-2955. The best answers win prizes. 818-955-2955. Would it be like Heidi's Fish Mart?
Hey.
Or Market?
Mm.
You know, Frank's bar. What would you name after each one of us on the show? 818-955-2955 is the number to play.
See, Frank, I saw you more of like an outdoorsy guy, like parks and stuff. Like Frank's Hole. I would go to Frank's Hole.
Oh, like Jackson's Hole.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank's Hole.
Right, yeah.
Frank's Hole.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank's Hole. Like it.
No. Springsteen song?
Yeah.
Glory Hole Days?
Glory Hole Days! Oh my God, you win again. Jordan's on fire today. Jordan's on fire.
Oh, he's on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire. Damn it, I gotta look up this freaking playlist.
Yeah, I know.
Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. I should know, but I don't.
Hmm.
Looked up songs. Instead, I just looked up Bruce Springsteen. Great! Nice. Have images of the guy.
But you also said Frank Sinatra, right?
Yep.
Fly Me to Your Moon.
Oh.
Flies me to your moon? Because it usually flies at a rest stop. Okay. Calls are coming in. 818-955-2955. What would you name us after? What different landmarks or businesses? Okay, I got this. Let me see. Oh, Gabby's calling. Hello, Gabby.
Hi.
Hi.
I would name a glory hole after you guys.
Oh.
My God. Seriously, that's gross. Thanks, Gabby.
With our faces, each one of our faces.
Can you imagine?
So you just, wherever you want to put it, you don't, oh, no, I could be, no, but it could be me no. behind Frank's or Frank's behind mine or, you know, you never know.
Which
no,
would
it could be anybody
action.
Behind it. Our faces are on That's the side true. That they see.
Yeah. Right. Who would get more action, you think? Which hole would be worn down the most?
I think yours. I think yours would.
Jimmy says Eric's for sure.
Yeah.
Where'd Jimmy come from?
hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm gonna go with your bar theme and go Frankenstein's.
Oh!
That's a good name, Frankenstein.
Nicely done. Right in
the, so there you go. There's your retirement plan.
There you go, Jimmy. All the proceeds will go to me and none to the station.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jimmy. Here we go.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
You know what, prize? Jimmy, you doing something tomorrow
give
night?
Give it to the next guy. I just got tickets to the comedy show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Thank you, Jimmy. Hello, Patrick.
Hello. How about the Frank and Heidi Psychiatric Center?
That's probably not bad.
What are you implying?
Mm-hmm. Another one from Frank Sinatra. I got pew under my skin.
Ew, under my nails.
Well, it's right here under your skin, your butt skin. You're like, I got pew under my skin right there.
You make me feel so dung.
Thank you, Patrick. Hello, Bob.
Hello?
Hello, Bob.
Yeah. How about the abyss? It's after Johnny's mom.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, good Whoa. Job, Bob. Awesome job, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, your mom is so stupid, she sits on the TV and watches the couch.
Do you know the directions to Frank Sinatra's rest stop? Oh. It's just off the highway.
Yeah, if you have... anything related to Bon Jovi and Frank Sinatra and James Gandolfini, Connie Chung, Judy Blume.
Whitney Houston, right?
And Whitney Houston. And Whitney Houston. Do you have something for Whitney?
I want to dump with somebody.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, I want to feel the heat with somebody. Oh, God. Something's wrong. I think
Whitney's
I said
you don't have
medicine.
To change. Yeah, it's like when you go into a restaurant. It's always exhale.
Yeah.
You know,
waiting to exhale.
You know, her new song was exhale.
I will always love poo.
Oh,
Johnny.
And
how will I know when I'm done wiping?
Mm.
How will I know? Hello, Adam.
Hey, Heidi and Frank. Love you guys.
Thank you. Man.
Well, I'm naming the brothel after Johnny's mom.
Oh.
Johnny's mom has a couple places named after.
She does. Frank,
yeah, well, your mom is so ugly. Her teeth look like they're social distancing.
I don't know about that.
He's like, that's not funny, dude. No, that was funny. I'm sorry about that. moving along to things that are gross. If... you're attracted to Mila Kunis, and who isn't?
Ashton Kutcher.
What? Ashton Kutcher is attracted to her. I'm saying everybody's kind of attracted to Mila Kunis. My God. But, yeah, she's with Ashton Kutcher, and this might burst to your bubble. They don't bathe very often. Turns out they don't.
Ew.
They were on Dax Shepard's podcast. Says, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway. That was according to Mila. But didn't she grow up in, like, Europe, like in Yugoslavia or something?
She's like, yeah, Russian.
Ashton added, I wash my armpits and my crotch daily. Nothing else ever. I got a bar of Lever 2000 that delivers every time. So that's all he washes is his pits and his crotch.
So wait, where's he getting he's doing a soapy crotch and rinse where?
Sink. And then he got a rag, slap a rag on it.
That's disgusting.
He said he'll throw some water on his face after a workout to get the salts out, and Mila washes her face twice a day. I guess the philosophy extends to their kids. She says, quote, I wasn't that parent that bathed my newborns ever. Says, if you can't see dirt on them, you know,
there's poo and creases.
Otherwise, there's no point. Well, I guess there's poo and creases.
Yes, babies have creases and fat little legs and creases where their legs meet their body. When they go have a bad, you got to wipe everything.
Well, I mean, I think when they take a crap, they clean them up. They're talking about just bathing a child. So if you can't see dirt on it, why wash it? They've got to have that bacteria on there. That's how they build an immune system. Mm-hmm. Eric, how much do you wash your babies?
Every couple of days we do bath night. It's not every night.
Wash your baby too much, it'll age too fast.
Yeah, they say you're not supposed to, actually.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
They don't do anything, Heidi. Where do they go?
Yeah, what do they do?
They out there doing manual labor?
Is they sweating? Nope. Working on the job sweating, site? You're a bad mom.
My kids are always getting dirty.
Yeah, and sweaty. Sweaty yeah. heads.
Really?
Yeah.
That means your house is dirty. Clean your house.
They're outside.
No, they're running
they
outside.
Backyard.
Sweaty. Yeah. Sweaty heads.
Well, let's find the dirtiest listener, okay?
Ugh.
Oh, Rick's got a Johnny's mom joke real quick. Hold on. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Tell us Johnny's mom joke.
Oh, this one's for Johnny. Johnny, your mom's so fat, she jumped up in the air and got stuck.
Ew.
Well, your mom's so fat, she's so fat I have no more space for her punchlines.
Whoa. You're,
hey, one, I got one more. Johnny, your mom's so fat, she was on roller skates and the tires went flat.
Your mom's so fat, when I asked her to touch her toes, she said, what's that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, I feel like we're 8-miling over here.
Yeah. Get him, rabbit. Yeah, let's find the dirtiest listener. I mean, if you're like Eric, Eric's probably the most filthy one on the show. I'm probably a close second. Then I'd probably say it's Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd say it's Johnny. Mm-hmm. Then I'd say it's Heidi, then Corey.
Corey always smells really good.
Yeah, she's always put together.
Johnny
look at
always.
Heidi.
Johnny
I didn't shower this morning. Corey did.
Johnny always smells really good too.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, you're always Duff. Put together.
Duff.
Duff. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got that skin lotion.
One quart of moisturizer, Frank.
A cortisone cream.
One quart, not cortisone cream.
Or something like that.
One quart of moisturizer.
Heidi, you on point. Go ahead.
I know.
She's talking about some Duff, girl.
Yeah. Don't want to get all ashy.
That's right.
Drive I can say that because I'm
you do.
I am turning into a statue
you
as we speak.
You are an asshole.
I know. You should see it.
I can't even imagine if your elbows look like that, what the other person
I,
look.
I will show it to you later, guarantee, when you leave.
Yeah.
So be sure.
Oh, I'll turn back around. I'll do a look over the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
When I go, all right, see
you.
You'll
turn back around. I'm doing the parking garage, right, where you have to turn back around and do the switchback.
I can't wait.
I'm going to keep running down the stairs and showing you my ash hole.
Yeah. I look forward
to it. All right, 818-955-2955. Who hasn't bathed the longest is going to win a prize. Call now. If you've gone the longest without cleaning yourself.
Who wins in this room for real? Like, I took a bath last
night. Actually, I might win now. When was the last time you took a bath?
I actually did take one this morning.
Well, I'm probably definitely going to win then.
Yeah, I took one last night.
But I hadn't since Tuesday.
Yeah. Last night for me.
Last night?
Last night I took a bath before bed.
Okay, let's say. I'm trying to think. When my sister get in town?
Why would
Friday?
That have anything to do with anything?
Like a week ago?
I think I picked her up on Saturday. Saturday.
Frank, no.
What?
Ew.
I got in the pool.
Ew.
I've been in the ocean.
Ew. Yeah, that's when you really got to take a bath, get salt water out of your...
The ocean's how...
They got that
early
sewage.
Man bathed. Are you kidding me?
But it's called evolution.
That's called a Cenozoic bubble bath.
Oh, dear God.
Well, look at Frank. As he evolved, let's be honest.
He looks like a caveman.
I find where all the algae and bacteria is built up into suds, and I take a little bath.
Look at his pronounced brow.
I know.
Learn modern technology.
He calls his tattoos cave drawings.
Yeah, look at these things. These etchings. Well, being such a dry person, I don't collect a lot of dirt in that sense where it's like, I'm so dry. It's just like, okay. Like, it's something that's wet.
Like Johnny's mom?
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. Oh
hit
my
Eric
God.
With something, Johnny.
Yeah, I didn't say sloppy, Eric.
Oh, my God.
Your mom is so ugly, starving kids in Africa lose their appetite after seeing it.
I got an even better one, Johnny, and I think this is really going to hit home. Your mom is so ugly, a blind man had to marry her.
Oh, yeah, and true.
And, yeah.
And true.
That one does sting a little bit, because you made it up for my life.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Jimmy.
I created a joke right there.
Hey.
We're looking for the dirtiest listener out there. When's the last time you took a shower or bath?
It was day before yesterday because I fell asleep in the clothes I worked in last night and got up late for work. Isn't that fun? So, hey, Johnny, your mom's so ugly. Well, your dad takes her to work with him, so he doesn't have to kiss her goodbye.
Oh, thank you, Jude.
You're welcome.
I'm going to give you a prize for that joke. Not because you're not going to win with a two-day hiatus on showering. Yeah. I got you beat. I'm going to give you... What are you doing tomorrow night, Jimmy?
You tell me what I'm doing tomorrow night.
You're going to go see a Bellator fight between Patricio Pitbull and AJ McKee, okay?
Are you kidding me?
It's going to be at the Forum.
All right, yeah, cool.
There you go.
Take a shower.
Thank you.
It's Bellator. You don't have to shower for that.
All right.
All right. I think Joey might win. Well, Danny said 5 days. Danny, I'm sorry. You're not going to win with 5 days. Joey right now is going to win so far.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he's going to be beat.
I'm scared.
So I'll just go to it. I'll go to Joey and just end it. Joey, we're looking for the dirtiest, filthiest listener who hasn't bathed or showered for the longest period of time. What are you looking at here?
So I've reformed myself, but in high school I had a competition with my friend of who can go the longest without showering, and I won with 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
It was a really fun competition.
Actually, I thought you were going to win, but somebody else just called in and has 5 weeks beat. I'm sorry, Joey. I know you thought you had the prize in your hands.
I mean...
Danny, 5 days. You heard 5 weeks has beat your ass. Sorry, Danny.
Going to the bathroom and not cleaning up after and just being
What do you mean?
Fresh.
Going to the bathroom and not cleaning up after? I'm sure you wiped. What?
But that's not really clean.
What do you mean it's not really clean?
It's not clean.
What do you mean?
It's like when a bird poops on your car and you like just use your... like something to wipe it off.
It's
there's
not
still
clean.
Stuff
You've got to
on
wash
there.
It. Yeah, there's residue.
Yeah, but you don't run down to the car wash after you wiped it off. You'll still like collect some more dust.
I'm going to drive to the car wash and go, I'm not driving a bird crap car all around
no,
the town.
No, because you've already wiped the crap off so people can't see it. Like you can't stand the actual wipe.
The smear is still there.
Smear is still there.
It's when you dry wipe it?
Yeah.
Usually, but bird poop dries so fast.
Just take a shower.
But if it was wet... You saw the bird do it, instant wet. You could probably wipe it off and not take it to the car wash. Not even hit it with a hose.
I'm with Frank. We have oils that eliminate that stuff. Your car doesn't. It's just a surface. But I have a pore that will eliminate stuff from being on my skin. That's what it does.
Yeah, that's what your skin does, Heidi. I think washing it is what is more damaging. I think you're supposed to go several days between baths. It's what you're supposed to.
I want to shower after this
guy. I do. I want to.
Or you're just so gross that you have to. That's so, ugh. You're so gross you have to shower every day.
Oh, I'm so gross.
Well, it implies that you are.
I love to
it's
sit
like
in a warm
you wake up in the
bath.
Morning and it's just like, oh my God, I smell like heart garbage. Every day I have to shower. Like those people who have that weird BO thing.
Yeah,
they get disability. Because
yeah.
They just naturally reek so bad they can't even hold jobs. Mm-hmm. The government pays them to stay home.
I'm on disability. What's your
so
disability?
That person who
I
says,
smell.
Yeah, I got this disease where I smell like hot garbage all the time, so I have to shower like 3 times a day. That doesn't make him clean. He still smells like hot garbage between every shower.
Oh, God.
Somebody can go 5 days and you didn't know it? Oh, hurt my neck.
Yeah, because you smell so bad you had to pull away from your own pit.
All right, let me see. Jose's daughter went a week. Sorry, 5 weeks was where we're at. So, Jose, you're not going to win with that. Jared's going to win. Screw it. Looking for the filthiest listener. Hello, Jared.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jared.
Hey, Jared. When's the last time you took a shower?
4 months ago.
Jared!
4 months ago.
Do you not have a home?
Yep.
What's your wife think about that?
I have a home and I have a job. It's just, I just get really busy with stuff and, you know, I just sucks, man. It sucks, but it is what it is.
You sound like a busy guy.
Yeah, sounds like he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
Making deals, closing deals. All right, Jared. Yep. You're going to Bellator tomorrow night, okay?
Oh, cool.
Maybe you could sneak down and shower when those guys are out there fighting, okay?
I might sneak a bird bath before I go there.
There you go. Splash a little on it before you leave the house, okay? Stay on hold and she's gonna hook you up. 4 months.
Oh my God.
When's the prize?
I looked it up and Frank's very right. Showering too much can cause a lot of problems, Heidi. Mm-hmm. Like dry, irritated skin.
Yep. Well, no, because I'm using other emollients to soften my skin.
That's why you have to put on the lotion, because you're wiping off your natural lotion. So to apply some artificial, chemically induced lubricant is bad.
Go ahead.
Yep. Dry, cracked skin also allows bacteria and allergens to breach the barrier that skin naturally provides. So you're actually causing cracks in the barrier. Antibacterial soaps, which is what you're talking about, kill off normal bacteria. This upsets the balance of microorganisms on the skin.
Biome.
And it encourages hardier, less friendly organisms that are more resilient to antibiotics. And our immune system needs a certain amount of stimulation from normal microorganisms. It actually helps you create immune memory, so you become less sick if you shower less. Because you're getting natural germs that your body's learning
so
how to
fight.
Yeah,
so your body's creating its own surface vaccine. You're wiping it off every time. It doesn't have time to develop. So there you go.
And plus, all those things you use to clean your body contain salts, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides, and other chemicals, and those cause problems.
Then you counteract that with a gallon of banana pudding every day. I'm sorry. You're a mess.
You can't eat it all. You put it in Tupperware.
The Tupperware from, I think, my friend Debbie. I'm not sure.
It's birthday time for you Sunday birthdays. And that kind of sucks because the Sunday birthday is like, you know, still going to work tomorrow. But you August 1s celebrate with the following famous people. Jason Momoa, Aquaman's turning 42 years old. This will make you feel a little bit old. From The Cosby Show, she played Vanessa Huxtable,
middle daughter, yeah.
Tempest Bledsoe is turning 48. Sam Mendes, he wrote and directed the World War I movie 1917. It was all like one continuous shot, which was so cool. He made his directorial debut with American Beauty. That's who someone said my wife looks like compared to a celebrity.
Who?
Mira Sorvino. Look it up. You go, I see it. I can see it now. He also directed Road to Perdition, Jarhead, and the James Bond movie Skyfall and Spectre. Adam Duritz, lead singer of Counting Crows, turning 57. Mina Suvari? Not Sorvino.
Huh? Mina Suvari.
Mina Suvari, not Mira Sorvino. Yeah. Mina Suvari. Coolio, rap legend, turning 58. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. They croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Boom. John Carroll Lynch.
John Carroll Lynch was the Taliban guy from America. Yes?
He was Twisty the Clown in American Horror Story.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
He's turning 58. Public Enemy badass Chuck D turning 61. Def Leppard singer Joe Elliott turning 62, friend of the show. Sean Penn's musician brother Michael Penn turning 63. He married Amy Mann.
Oh, he did?
Yep. Robert Cray, blues man turning 68. And the Grease Man, super talented radio legend, turning 71 years old. All right, time to take a look at that bluesy traffic out there. What's going on, Sheila?
You're listening to Heidi and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
It's Friday, it's 9:01, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go, brought to you by Inappropriate Gases. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Do they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, start working on what they call Plan B? Should I stay or should I go? And before we get our special guest in here to help us, I want to mention California Love Drop. Wing is still on vacation. That's why he didn't call up today.
And he deserves to be.
He does. I mean, he is an angel who works his ass off all the time for California Love Drop. It's where we've been partnered for the beginning, since the beginning of the pandemic, and he's from Wahoo's Fish Tacos, and he started California Love Drop to basically serve the local communities and the frontliners, taking them, you know, much needed PPE equipment and then some goodies just to make their day, like Wahoo's Burritos and Yogurtland got on board, the Monster Energy Drink started in, and then Hint Water. And so everybody wanted to be a part of it. So if you want to be a part of this, you can go to GoFundMe, search for California Love Drop, donate $35 or more, and you get yourself brand new Wahoo's and Heidi and Frank tote bag. I guess Wing will be back next Friday. He's going to come in the studio and bring us a couple of them tote bags.
But oh, great.
He wanted to give a shout out to all the comedians who performed last Saturday night at the Operation Comedy Show. Special thanks to Jesse Maypaluso and Eric Griffin for stepping in last minute and slaying it. Thanks to all the listeners that stuck out the COVID tweaks. No one returned their tickets, and as a result, it was a very kick-ass show with California Love Drop raising just shy of $25,000.
Wow.
California Love Drop will now be making many more drops of kindness to our American veterans, including a Top Gun screening with Val Kilmer himself.
Oh, wow.
Which would be cool.
Yeah.
So be sure and stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks. And be sure and follow them, California Love Drop, on Instagram at California Love Drop, or check out CaliforniaLoveDrop.org. All right. That's California Love Drop. Let's get to Stay or Go with our special guest. Get him in here. It's Joyous Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Nick Reese and Blake Allard from
Nick
Joyous
and Blake.
Wolf. Get in here, fellas. Look at these guys.
What's happening?
It's been a while since we've seen your faces.
So long.
We're good. Yes. Nice to have somebody
good
in here.
Good to see you.
After COVID, it's just sort of been us hanging out together.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice.
Joyous Wolf, you guys were actually on this segment of the show, Stay or Go, back in 2016.
Yeah.
Sitting on the other side right now, knowing exactly what this bit. Oh, boy. What is that?
There go everybody's ears.
Yeah.
We've ruined Joyous Wolf.
Well, that was the band. Stay or Go. I'm going to say go on that band. It's just, they're called Feedback.
No. Yeah.
You know, you guys were here 5 years ago on the other side of the phone line right now, you know, wondering if you're going to be able to stay in the music business or not. And it's been fantastic for you guys. Congratulations. Yeah, 2016. You guys were all Stay or Go.
April of 2016.
Oh, and then you guys played our birthday bash.
Yeah.
And that was magnificent. I remember you just killed it, the audience, like a first live introduction to our audience.
Yeah, right.
And you guys were killing it. And I remember you, Nick, coming off the stage and almost like passing out.
Yeah.
You really gave it your all.
In your father's arms. It was like something to see.
It wasn't my father's arms. It was actually...
the manager? Somebody was close
to
you.
It was Sweet James and his brother Brett.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They were such good supporters of us, and they still are.
Yeah, to this day. Yeah.
Passed out in Sweet James arms.
He's there to take care of you no matter for whatever
you
need.
Yeah, he's there for you always.
Always.
That is true.
I love seeing his ads on TV and stuff. It always...
You're like, I passed out in that guy's arms. Look, he's everywhere.
And now you have a new single coming out. It's called Fearless. Comes out today, and we are definitely going to play that during New Music Friday. But, you know, after we do the job, the task.
Yeah, you got a job
right
to do
now.
First.
And we do have, you know, bands coming in here to help us guest judge, but some of them, I mean, most of them haven't been in that position on the other end of the phone right now to see if they can stay in the music business or not. So now you guys get to be guest judges.
It's an honor.
Gauntlets.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes.
Ruin someone's dream.
No.
But your story, you guys, you've been together, like you formed 2 years before you were on the show. Like in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you met at Guitar Center, right?
Yeah.
You two ran into each other.
Right.
And when you see each other, it's like automatic. It's like, I like that guy's hair. He's playing guitar. I like that guy's hair. He could be a good lead singer. What happens?
It was like he was trying to tune up a guitar. He was playing with a resonator guitar. And I had my electric tuner. And it was just he and I in there. And I gave it to him. He tuned it up. We played a song. It was probably a 15-minute interaction.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it couldn't have been more perfect because it was basically someone in a public setting just being like, hey, you sound terrible. Like, let me help you. Like, so you can actually tune your instrument, you know? That was basically the introduction to
it. He let me have a lead run during our little jam, and that's like the nicest he's ever been to me.
It says here that you guys would jam out in the acoustic room after that, and would jam CCR is Born on the Bayou.
Yeah.
That
was like your first little song jammed together.
Unbeknownst to me, because I didn't know the song at the time, but apparently that's the song we were playing together.
It was
like just three chords, but then actually, funny enough, we did this awesome cruise called Shiprocked. And one of the years we actually covered that song full band, which is the first time we ever did that.
It was super cool. And we still pull it out every now and then. We were playing it.
It's got to be a crowd pleaser.
It was. Yeah. It was a cool full circle moment for Nick and I, too.
Yeah, it's cool just to be like, oh, okay, cool. We're doing this song, and it's got
it's
that
sort
importance.
Of how it started.
Right. Yeah. Take it back to the beginning. Joyous Wolf with us. We got Nick Reese. He's vocalist in the band and guitarist Blake Allard with us. And now it's time to find out who is on the phone. The band calls himself Parker Rose, so that's their name, Parker Rose. I'm a songwriter from Los Angeles and Santa Clarita, California.
Oh, hey!
A little local boy for you, Johnny.
Yeah.
I've been bullied my whole life at school and work. Choosing to take the higher road, less traveled. My songs are my way of getting even.
Damn, Parker Rose.
All right, looking forward to this. Hello,
hell
Parker.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you all? Hi, Heidi. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Parker Rose.
Hello, say hello to Joyous Wolf.
Hey, Joyous Wolf, how you doing?
What's
doing
up, good, man? We're doing good, thanks.
All right, Parker, how long have you been playing music?
Like 15 years.
15 years, and your bio, talking about being bullied your whole life at school and work, is that what pushed you into music?
Yeah, that and some different music I heard on the radio, like Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and David Ruffin of the Temptations, stuff
David
like that.
Ruffin. Very nice.
All right, Parker, it's now the time to choose what song you want to play for the audience and us. You sent us a couple songs. Now, it's very important the song you choose first because we're going to play that, and then the audience will call 818-955-2955 and vote stay if they love it, vote go if they don't. And if they vote stay, we'll hear the second song. But if they vote go, we'll never hear that second song, and that could have been the song they loved. So no pressure at all, Parker. What song do you want to start out with?
I'll start off with True Blue.
True Blue. 818-955-2955 is the number. 818-955-2955. Should he stay or should he go? Parker Rose.
True friends.
His name's Parker Rose, 818-955-2955. Should he stay in the music business or get out of it today? He's on the phone with us. Hello, Parker.
Hello.
This is where you pass the ball around the room, find out what we thought about you in the studio. Doesn't matter what they think. We're just waiting for the calls to come in that we'll answer as they come in for stay or go.
But all right.
Let's turn to our guest judges, Joyous Wolf. We got Nick Reese and Blake Allard here. Blake, you want to go first? What do you think of Parker Rose?
Yeah, man, I thought it was cool, honestly, like especially for a songwriter, one person kind of doing it. I don't know what you thought, but I kind of got like the Kings of Leon singer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
At times it kind of sounded like that, which I really actually
like. Yeah, I was going to say I hear like a little bit of Strokes and stuff in there.
Yeah, for sure.
But I can definitely hear the things that he was mentioning. I can hear some Motown, and I can hear some Four Seasons. What I would say is in the modern time, it's so easy. People like to hide behind filters and vocally, and I appreciate so much that you sang as you sing, mm-hmm. and I heard you, man, and you are a real person in there, and I loved it. I loved the way you sang that song because I could tell that you meant it, and that is the most important thing to me. So I think it was a really enjoyable first listen.
All right, Heidi, what did you think of Parker Rose?
Yeah, see, I feel the same way about it. I love your voice, Parker.
Thank you.
I loved it. I almost want to see that stripped down even more. Like all the ding, 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 ding. I don't know what that is, but I unnecessary. I want to see your voice more, like acoustic guitar in your voice and your lyrics. Like that's what I wanted more of because I love your voice.
It exists, but I just don't get enough chances to do live performance, so I just nailed it in the studio, really.
Yeah, I would love to go.
I have done it live, just acoustically, and
I see your YouTube.
No,
I was looking at your YouTube stuff while you were singing. I see that you do some stuff on YouTube. So, yeah, I love your voice. I think it's great.
Parker, did you play everything on that track?
Played guitar, sang, did backup vocals, and the drums and stuff like that. I hired a producer and sat down with him and basically just expressed what I'm hearing in my head, kind of like a Brian Wilson type of thing. Mm. And we worked it out together, got the arrangement just right. I have like a Phil Spector kind of influence as well, so I was just describing to him exactly what I'm hearing. Yeah, and he was just showing me different examples of what he's interpreting from what I told him. And I said, yeah, that's it. That's what I want. And that's just kind of how it worked. Just a back-to-back, communication.
Yeah, with Christian Hand coming in on Monday's Breakdown Songs for us, I heard like how much had been put into that song and how many tracks there actually were and how much mm-hmm. had been added to fill it. I don't think it needed to be less. I'm sure you play an acoustic version by yourself, but I think I loved the layers of that song because I think, and like you said, you've been bullied your whole life. You heard the real person in his voice, but I thought there's that many layers to this guy too that you got to,
There's certain layers
you might not like, Heidi, but let's surpass those to find the ones that you do.
That's interesting.
I really liked the Brian Wilsonisms. I thought that was super cool. I'm really into that kind of stuff. So
dropping great inspiration so far.
Yeah. I mean, you're winning me over.
Yeah. I got a little. What's the guy? His blues traveler voice. A little bit. What's his name?
John Popper.
I got a little John Popper vibe on your voice. Mm. With a little Tiny Tim vibe too in there somewhere.
I was gonna say like Cat Stevens.
Totally.
Cat
Absolutely. Stevens.
Yeah, like some Cat Stevens type thing.
There was so much in there that that people could probably go back and listen to that song and hear something new and different and something they enjoy every single time. So I definitely say it's a stay, Parker. Mm-hmm. Eric, what do you think of Parker Rose?
You guys, you don't know this about me, but I don't like anything. I wrote down Beach Boys.
Well,
so you were dead on the sound you were going for, but the problem I had with it was it felt like you were trying to go for that sound instead of going for the best sound for that song. You wrote a pretty good song. I'm not going to lie. It's a good song. And like you guys said, there's a human in there, and I felt it, but I didn't feel like you were trying to get a Parker Rose sound. I thought you were trying to get a Beach Boys sound. You were trying to get all these influences. You weren't trying to find who you were. You were trying to go for Phil Spector. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, if you know more about what Parker Rose should sound like, I'm more than open to hearing what you think.
I think he's called you a dick.
I'm open to some direction, you know?
I'm experiencing some deja vu right now.
Exactly. I think you said the same thing to these guys who are now hugely successful.
So they're fine.
Okay. All right, Parker, it doesn't matter what we think in here. It only matters what they think out there. So we're going to go to the phones as they come in. Stay or go. 818-955-2955. First one through on line one is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Morning.
What'd you think of Parker Rose? Stay or go.
I loved it. I thought I was in a Target commercial.
No. Listen.
Very commercial.
You make some money.
There's your in right there.
Thank you, Kevin. There's your publishing right
That'll
there.
That'll buy you a house. Yep. Hello, Dane.
Hello.
What do you think of Parker Rose?
It's going to have to be a go. There was just too much going on, and none of it was good. He's like the Quentin Tarantino of music, taking from everybody else and not actually creating his own sound.
Hey, don't use this platform just because you hate Quentin Tarantino. Thank you so much, Dane. All right, Christine, what did you think of Parker Rose?
I really liked him. I'd like to see it maybe a little more stripped down because I really liked his voice. But, no, it's a definite stay for me.
All right, two stays, one go. Our Dallas correspondent, Rodney, calling in. Hello, Rodney.
Good morning, Heidi and Frank, special guest.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, hi.
This is Rodney.
Hi there.
Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
How are y'all, Joyce Wolf?
Oh, good.
I say it's a go. It's too much sound like he's on a merry-go-round, that type of music.
Oh, it sounds like a merry-go-round for you, Rodney. I figured that sound was going on in your head all the time. All right. Damon, right now it's two stays, two goes. What do you think of Parker Rose?
I think it was the right voice, wrong band. I hate to say it, but I hear a lot of talent, but it's got to be reluctantly a go.
All right. That's fine. Still got some more calls to take, and Mike is next. Mike, we got two stays, three goes. What do you think of Parker Rose? Stay or go.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so, man, I'm a truck driver, and that thing was spot on, bro. I was just bobbing my head. It was like nice summer feel to it, you know, kind of like the commercial, like the guy that said the Target commercial, but like more of like a like Twisted Tea or something, you know,
like a Twisted
like that.
Tea, yeah. Like a
listen, that's like said, you know? Publishing. That's money.
Yeah. Hell so. Yeah! All right, yeah. So that's, yeah. Thank you, Mike. Three stays, three goes, and Coma Ted's calling in. Hey, Coma.
Hey guys. Hey, Joyous Wolf. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Living the dream, man.
I'm living the nightmare. I gotta say, it was catchy. It was really, it got me moving. Steam carrots.
Yeah, steam carrots is not working as much as cream corn did.
I know.
I like
the side dishes. I mean, it's good. You get the meal
he
and
was
the
in
side.
A coma, so yeah. We just let him.
Yeah, he just randomly shouts out
vegetables. Vegetable Tourette's? We don't know.
Vegetable Tourette's.
We're not sure what's... I don't know.
That's fascinating.
Well, he was one for so long.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Hello, Larry.
I never made that connection.
Hello.
Hey, Larry.
Larry, what do you think of Parker Rose? There you go.
I loved it. I think he stays.
Thank you, Larry. You have a lovely voice. All right. So right now, Parker, it looks like we got five stays, three goes. So I'm going to give you a couple names. You just pick one, okay? We got we got Rich, we got Brandon, and we got Chris.
You said pick one?
Pick one of those names. Rich, Brandon, or Chris?
Okay, Rich.
Going with Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hi, guys.
What'd you think?
Hey, listen, I absolutely loved it, man. Don't change a thing. It definitely heard the Motown influence, and the vocals gave me kind of a George Harrison feel. I absolutely loved it. Definitely stay.
That's a stay, Parker.
All right, it's a stay. With six stays, three goes. Now, you can continue voting online at HeidiandFrank.com. Take the bands with the highest percentage of stay versus go and invite them to play a birthday bash or a party we may have in the future. We haven't partied for so long because we haven't been out doing stuff. Hopefully we'll schedule something. Joyous Wolf's already agreed to play again at our next party. So
anytime, any day.
That's awesome. Because they did play it, one of our last birthday bashes.
Oh, it was amazing.
And it was absolutely fantastic. You guys just tore the roof off the place.
With the Eagles of Death Metal.
Oh, yeah. Eagles of Death Metal.
They headlined.
Yeah.
And now, did you guys tour with like Dirty Honey as well? Like,
we just did.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a show.
It was fantastic.
It really was. Yeah. It couldn't have been a better pairing, honestly.
Oh,
Yeah, just fantastic. To get tickets to go see that, that's a hell of a ticket. Because Dirty Honey's already agreed to play it as well. So, you guys...
There you go.
They reacted then, the same way you did.
Yes, we are. You might see Parker Rose there as well. So continue voting online at HeidiandFrank.com. Now, Parker, it was a stay, so we get to hear the second song. What do you got?
Little Dreamer.
Little Dreamer.
Here he is. One more time, Parker Rose. Parker Rose, second chance to make a first impression. No need to call and vote now. He's already a stay. That was his second song.
Loved it.
Real quickly around the room, about the second song. What do you think?
I love the disco feel.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Barry to chime in.
I thought that was better than the first one.
I do too.
I'm a huge fan. I got like some Gorillaz vibes.
Yeah,
there for
totally.
A second. Like kind of like 8-track kind of setup sort of thing. Yeah, I loved it.
Like the lo-fi sound.
Yeah. The sound of that era is making a comeback. That late 70s, early 80s sound. I mean, we got Sob Rock from John Mayer bringing back that Toto sound.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like that thing just fits right in with the direction that music's kind of going.
And he's this like. As I'm looking at, he's this big, bearded, long-haired guy, but with this sweet, gentle soul.
You didn't picture him when you saw us?
Not at all.
Not at all.
And I looked and I was like, I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Parker,
mix.
That second one even got more accolades than the first. What do you think?
Really good, Parker.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, man, for actually having the guts and the balls to actually put your music out there on 95.5 KLOS for the world to hear. And if you'd like to put your music out there for the world to hear, you can find out how to do that at HeidiandFrank.com. All the information is right there. This has been Should I Stay or Should I Go, brought to you by Inappropriate Gases. COVID-19 has seen a major uptick in the U.S., but still people refuse to wear a mask. Here's a surefire way to get your anti-masker friends to cover that pie hole. Inappropriate gases. Let that tushy cough fly. Release that bottom burp. Let that air biscuit breathe. They'll mask up if you do it right. Inappropriate gases. All right, we come up next. It's New Music Friday. Keep it right here because you're going to hear the single Fearless comes out today from Joyous Wolf. The guys are here with us.
Yeah.
Nick Reese and Blake Allard in the studio. So we're going to be hearing that song next. First time, like all of you. It's New Music Friday. Eric Scott Smith's got all the songs lined up. Marcy Weiser is going to join us in the studio, so keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. 9:30, time for New Music Friday. Joyous Wolf is with us in the studio. They help us out with guest judging for Stay or Go. They were actually on Stay or Go 5 years ago in April of 2016. Then they signed a major label record deal in 2018. And so proud of you guys. I mean, you guys played our birthday bash and just burned the place down. I was like,
thank you.
These guys are going to be huge. They're going to be something. And
you leave everything on the stage. I mean, for sure. When you're done, you're like, well,
you guys live, ridiculous.
Left it all out there.
So it's been our MO.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be able to do it. That, you know, why not take the opportunity?
Give it all.
One of your biggest fans, Blake, is on the phone with us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Heidi. Good morning, Frank. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Hi, Chris.
Says here you're related to Blake somehow.
Yeah, somehow Blake and I have a little relationship. Hey, Blake, this is your dad.
This is a prank call. You should probably hang up with this phone call.
Is it really your father?
You're a legend.
This is actually your pops. How you doing, son? Hey, Nick.
I'm great.
He's really blushing now. Your son is blushing.
Well, this is wonderful.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, son, mom and dad, and of course your little brother Corwin, we love you, and we just wanted to say congratulations. And we don't want to embarrass you or anything, but we hope you're enjoying yourselves and Heidi and Frank taking good care of you.
That's so great. Thank you guys so much.
You created a very talented son. That's
so sweet. Rock and roll.
Oh, I've been on the radio 21 years. My mom's never called to say I'm proud of you. So
she's still waiting.
Still waiting. Mom, call in and tell me how much your dad loves me.
I know my dad's just kicking himself because he didn't think of it first.
Yeah. It's always a race to see whose dad can just embarrass the first one.
Really?
Cringe first.
Actually, Heidi, I think your mom did call the show and said she was very proud of me. Something. I think that's what happened.
That's worse. That's even worse.
That I was her favorite. Me and Darren, your brother, are her favorites.
Oh, no.
But Marcy's here with us. Hey, Marcy.
Hey, how you guys? Hey. Good to see you.
You know Joyous Wolf.
Yes.
You've been playing them on your show. They've been major rotation for a while now. They got a new song coming out. Have you heard it yet?
No.
We haven't either.
Today, excited to hear it.
Nobody has. It's called Fearless, and so that's going to be coming up at the end of this segment. It's going to be Eric's weekend pick, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Excellent. So you guys stick around.
So in the meantime, we're going to hear songs from all different genres that are being released at the same time you guys are coming out with your song and find out who's doing what.
And if you don't like it, we can exit out and we move on.
If you don't like it, we'll just exit and move on, okay?
Because there's a lot to listen to.
How many songs you got this week, Eric?
Let's see. Usually I have about 20. This time I got 22.
All right.
So we got a lot to get to, but it's all brought to you by 6550 Realty Group. I didn't know this. They'll list and sell your home for a flat fee of $6,550. Call 6550 Realty Group, 888-510-6550. All right. Let's start off. Stay or Go artist that we just had really loved the Beach Boys. You could tell there was a lot of that. So they're releasing, the Beach Boys themselves are releasing a box set of stuff done in the late 60s when a lot of people said the Beach Boys kind of sucked. Mm-hmm. But really they were making some of the best music they've ever made. And they want to prove it by doing a Christian Hand sort of thing. They're releasing Surf's Up, the song, has an a cappella version. They've stripped away everything.
Ooh, interesting.
So you can hear the Beach Boys all by themselves.
A diamond necklace played the pawn. Hand in hand, some drummed along. Whoa, to a handsome man in baton.
Bygone,
bygone. A blind class aristocracy. Back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum drawn.
Bygone, bygone.
Calling needed wisdom. Canvas the town and brush the backdrop. Are you sleeping?
Oh, man. That
real stream of consciousness,
that's
huh?
That's like Heidi's sex music right there.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Isn't that in you? Doesn't sound like a little bit.
I listen to Enigma when.
Isn't a little bit enigmish?
Carl Wilson's voice.
You know what I'm saying?
Just spectacular.
A bit of a different seriously, vibe. Seriously. And that is
really
not
enunciate
a
word.
Enigmish?
Oh, please.
I mean, in a way. You like that chant or whatever?
Yeah,
monk chants.
Sure,
it's beautiful, and that is going to be an amazing box set. Really showing behind the scenes stuff, live stuff,
cool.
All sorts of stuff that they're revealing from that era from the Beach Boys. So that's pretty cool. Honorable mention: Billie Eilish's album came out. It's very sleepy. It's not good Friday music.
There's one song that's kind of got a beat to it called Oxytocin.
Yeah, okay, that's
Oxytocin.
That's the best one I found
for a Friday.
It's Frank's fault, everybody.
I'm just saying it's Billy Eilish.
Is this the bond, is that the bonding drug that we have to have sex?
Mm-hmm. Can't take it back once it's been set in motion. You know I love to rub it in like lotion.
It's sexy.
If you only pray.
Lotion on his elbows.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Or gets
the hose again.
That's still not Friday.
I know, but that's the most upbeat one she had.
That's why I picked that one.
I love that, though. Honestly, I feel like if a Matrix movie was made today, I feel like that sort of like industrial music would be used.
Ooh.
For it.
Yeah.
I
don't
know. Well, they're making another one, so.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Neo's coming back. Yep.
Let's go.
Starring Mr. Bean this time.
Very different movie.
Honorable mention. We didn't play it last week. Coheed and Cambria came out with a new one. We're going to skip it. But let's play some country.
All right.
If it's Dan and Shane, I'm going to slap you in the face.
What?
If it's Dan and Shane, I'm going to slap you in the face.
I do have Dan and Shane.
Skip it.
No. This is called New Truck. Country music fans.
I need a new truck. There ain't nothing wrong with mine.
I can tell you guys are loving this.
Miles in the engine
Nick and Blake are totally into this.
No, it ain't Toro. Ain't got a scratch, ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt. Worth every dime I spend. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hood that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up.
All right, you guys can exit.
I love this.
It's about a new truck.
Yeah. He needs a new truck because he's got so many memories of her and
the
that
truck's
one.
Fine.
The truck is working perfectly.
She's haunting the truck.
It's a dependable truck, probably a Toyota.
Absolutely.
Dependable it is.
But he
those
had to get
things,
rid of it.
You can drive those into the ground.
Yeah.
But if you fall in love in that damn truck, you got to get a new one.
That's right.
A country singer driving a Toyota.
The only reason our reactions were so strong is because on tour, you're in a gas station at least every hour or two, and that is the soundtrack that plays every single second in there, I promise.
Yeah. Memories on the road.
Yeah. All right, this next one was a suggestion from Jordan in there in the other room. He was like, have you played the New Bronx? And I said, no, Jordan. Now I have.
good.
Good call,
it's
Jordan.
Beer.
Yeah, very good call.
Yeah. Local beer.
What is the band called?
The Bronx.
The Bronx.
Are they new?
They're from here, right, Jordan?
Yeah, yeah. They're LA band. They've been around for a while. Wow. I think they got like 5 or 6 albums out.
So you're completely out of time.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're just busy. You're busy. You're on the road. You're singing, songwriting, playing.
That was awesome.
Yeah, listening to good music, apparently. That was great. Yeah.
You guys are too busy listening to this.
Oh, my love, yeah. I'm alone, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. Platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized. Oh, find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night. No, don't go yet.
That was Camila.
I know, right?
Yeah. That was way better than I thought.
Camila.
Yep, Camila Cabello.
Cabello.
With Don't Go Yet. That's great.
Wow.
All right. Let's all mosh. I thought of Heidi when I heard that.
Huh, weird.
It's just
lyrically or
that plays every time she spells me.
So in love with me.
All right. It's called You Make Me Sick.
You make me sick. Yeah, you make me sick.
Oh my God!
The icing,
and that was the entire song.
That's awesome.
Yep, Descendants. If you're a punk rock fan, that's
get
a big
in,
deal.
Get in there, get it done, get out. I like it.
All right, so if you're a Metallica fan, this is going to be a big deal. You know, they're releasing the Black Album, and they're releasing all this behind the scenes stuff you've never heard before associated with the Black Album. Well, Metallica fans, you now get to hear "Don't Tread on Me." It's the pre-production rehearsal. So they're just trying to figure out how the song goes. They're in the studio rehearsing the song. Rehearsing. How effing cool is that? So another part of this box set is going to include a bunch of cover songs from the Black Album. You guys have not liked some of the ones we've played so far. I think I'm going to turn you around now, because check out that same song, Don't Tread on Me, played by Volbeat.
Yeah.
Colby. That's great.
Yep. A quick reminder that Nick Reese and Blake Allard are with us in studio from Joyous Wolf, and their new single Fearless comes out today, and that's going to be the weekend pick here on New Music Friday, so stick around for that.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
So are we skipping Dan and Shay?
Yes.
Okay. They've got a new song called Lying. Okay, all right, on to so the battle of the old liar, and the dead.
Liar. Like, it sucks.
It is. It's called Lying.
I know,
it's
like, I'm lying, lying. Sucks.
Okay, so there you go.
Oh. All right. That was the fastest show I've ever heard. What?
Awful.
So now for the battle of the old and the dead, we have a few iconic artists, and we're going to see who's still got it. Some of them are dead, some of them are old,
okay,
but they're all icons.
I like the old and the dead. I like the segment.
Yeah.
I want to play a song from the Prince album that I can't play, because the album's called Welcome to America. It's his first posthumous album, and it's out today, and there is a song. Frank, can you come look at this title and see if I could play this? Because he means what he says in this title.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
But does he imply that?
Nope. It's not innuendo.
But it's not spelled the same.
Is
it with an I instead of a Y?
It's with an O instead of a U.
Yeah. C-O-M-E, like, come over here.
Oh, I gotcha.
Can we play a little bit of it just to get...
Let's just see.
I mean, it's very sexy.
Can't you just edge us a little bit?
I love Prince.
Let me see if I can mute it, okay? How about, what if I mute it, I'll just use my buttons to try to turn off
that. You use my buttons, that's gonna happen.
No, you know exactly what's wrong with it, but let's roll the dice.
Do you want me to try to mute it, Jordan?
Yeah, try to mute it. If you miss it, I'll catch it.
Because it's not innuendo. He is talking about when a woman.
Well, let's hear it.
I'm ready. Let's go. Give it to me already. Oh.
Well, I already have.
I mean, yeah.
When she...
she never closes her eyes. No.
Hero. Whoa. Prince.
Except that last line was weird.
I thought she never holds her size.
No, I think you said sides.
Sides. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That was more thighs.
Yeah, thighs or sides.
She never holds her size. She can't hold that in.
But did you notice
she's holding her sides?
Sometimes
with her eyes open?
I'm being.
She's like a river coming.
You can't.
Just taking the sexy right out of it.
Oh, my God. That's what we do with the Heidi and Frank show.
You make a music video, Frank. You need to be in it.
Bring it right.
Absolutely. We almost made it without getting dumped.
I know. We had to, though.
Oh, Eric, that was something else.
Sometimes she cries.
That was beautiful.
Wow. Please don't ask me why, though.
No, I don't. Let's.
All right, so the next icon.
Just a release.
This album, I've never heard of this happening. A single has been released in conjunction with a perfume.
This is Old and Dead still, right?
Old and Dead. Battle of the Old and Dead number 2 is Dolly Parton. She has a new song called Scent from Above. Can you imagine what her perfume is called?
Scent from above.
Yes, but spelled differently. Scent.
From above. Sweet.
In conjunction with...
You got a booger, by the way.
Me?
I heard it.
Restore my faith, I know you will be forever with me.
Don't you dare!
I've been through hell to find this heaven. I believe we'll ascend from above. I know you must be heaven sent, and I love you ever so much. Sent from above, I know you must be heaven sent.
It's gonna drop.
From above.
God, Dolly Parton getting into the dance game.
It's Dolly.
You don't ding Dolly.
She's an angel.
Yeah, I know.
She's a national treasure.
That's right.
I let her get to the chorus.
Well, they're all national treasures. It's the Battle of the Old and Dead. They're all icons.
Okay.
All
right, so
number 3, it's Prince versus Dolly Parton versus Dee Snider.
This is our life. You're never lost when you can see the top. I think the world's against you. You never had a chance. The bastards, they won't let you through. Why bother make a stand? Reach beyond.
Yeah.
Prince all day long.
Well, it comes with a nice contest. Dee Snider is one of the nicest guys in the world.
I know. I mean,
he might be nicer than Dolly Parton.
Whoa.
Don't be a boo.
He's not an angel. He's a dark angel.
No, we can tell you first-hand experience, Dolly is the best.
Really?
Yes.
Where did you meet Dolly?
We met her in Nashville.
That's my dream. Yeah. I want to meet Dolly Parton.
Nah, she was absolutely everything that everyone says she
is. It was a dream come true. Yeah. What an honor.
Yeah, so sweet and extremely funny.
Yeah.
Well, Dee Snider is too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure Prince is a laugh riot.
He was at the Bob Coburn ride.
Prince was a little more difficult.
Prince was in the room when that happened.
Quite the same sense of humor, Prince.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So you're going to give it to Prince?
I vote Prince.
Yeah.
Myself.
Right. I mean, we had the most fun.
All right. Prince wins.
We had the most fun.
Takes the Battle of the Old and Dead. All right. Before we get to the weekend pick, which is the new single by Joyous Wolf, I do want to play one more artist named Cam Cole. Have you guys heard this guy? He's a one-man band. Literally. We'll be right back. play-by-play. He can play it all at the same time.
No!
On YouTube. It's crazy.
What? Guy, how is he doing that?
I don't understand. He plays with his feet, too?
If you guys have ever seen... Trunks? What's the coach show I told you to watch on Apple TV?
Ted Lasso?
Yes. There's an episode where this guy is on there because there's an audience waiting for this big artist to play. The artist pulls out the last minute. They go find a street performer who's playing all the instruments at the same time. They're like, you, get on stage.
That's this him. Guy. Wow. Yeah.
So he's very talented.
How is he
big
doing
on
the
YouTube.
Drums?
I don't know, man.
The snare sounds amazing.
He must have some, like, apparatus or something else.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, look him up on
the
YouTube.
The hi-hats between his knees?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
So, Cam Cole, look that guy up. It's pretty cool. All right, you guys have anything you want to say before we unleash
new single from Joyous Wolf?
Exciting.
Follow us on Instagram at Joyous Wolf Music.
Do
at
that.
Blake Allard and at It's Just Nick Reese on Instagram. Follow us and...
Joyous Wolf, Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah, all the music platforms play this song a million billion times.
Ready?
Well, we'll start here.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Joyous Wolf right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
brand
good.
New to
Eric.
So good.
Eric.
What do you think? What do you think, Eric?
Eric's derivative. And I say go.
That whole
amazing.
Time we were listening, I was seriously going to be like, is Eric going to tell us to go again?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to make it.
Too late. They're here to stay.
No, it's fantastic. It's great.
That is so,
I think that's one of my favorites, you guys.
You guys. Thank you.
Marcy just added it to the playlist.
Yeah. It's better and better. Right.
That's the warm-up.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
I'm telling you right now, that's nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay. We got damn.
A bunch more
to come. The full-length album, it's coming soon, says.
Yes.
So, yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it is. Well, that is Fearless from Joyous Wolf.
Going so good.
Go and download it. Buy it and listen to it on all your streaming networks. And here, right at 95.5 KLOS, like I said, Marcy's just added it to the playlist.
Yeah. Thank you, Marcy.
You're welcome. It'll go right into heavy rotation, according to Marcy Weiser, right? Awesome.
I'm going to play it. It's amazing.
Hell yeah, you
it's
are.
It's really, really good, you guys.
Thank you guys for coming in. Nick Reese and Blake Allard from Joyous Wolf. Be sure and follow them, like I said, on Instagram and Twitter at Joyous Wolf Music. All right, is it time to apologize and get the hell out of here?
Time flies. That was fun.
It was so much fun. Thank you guys for coming in. Tell your dad we said hello.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hi, Chris. Tell your little brother hi.
Thank you, Dad. I will, definitely.
I just want to say thank you to everybody here. Thank you so much for supporting New Rock and us.
Yeah, you guys made this possible.
Thank you so
much. Seriously. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Heidi, let's apologize and go home.
Hermaphrodites, cats, cereal poopers, and pizza drivers.
The Queen, snackers, San Marino, and female trap shooters.
Naked pig chasers, Rick Astley, Dodgers fans, and three-legged swimmers.
James Gandolfini, Bob's Everywhere, Don's mom, and Jesus.
SOG contestant Parker Rose, Scarlett Johansson, Dirty People, and Old Scrotums.
Joyous Wolf, Bleacher Sports Bar and Chino, Hooters, and Great Big Fat People. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Heidi and Frank.
Crank it!
KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 955KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 955 KLOS.